been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
None available on leases. See dealer for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tis time for us to take the weekly chance. We stick our toe in the water of talk radio, news talk radio surveys from Talkers Magazine become the subject of our hour of conversation here. DJ Veers, Jennifer and Victoria are usually here. Jennifer is off this week, so Victoria Keelan is joined by John Harper from WMEL along the Space Coast. John and I have known each other for a long, long time, been carrying my various programs for decades, and he loves doing these programs with us, and we love having him here. So, John, welcome into our overview. I'm Doug Steffen with the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. They're printed every week. Is it old? Victoria and John say printed because they really aren't printed. They're not on a piece of paper, although you can print out the list from talkers.com. Does it sound old if I say printed, though?
Yeah, I would say probably published.
Published. All right. So let's get at it. Number 10, the focus on relationships and how they're changing. We've talked frequently on the DJV program about how the lawyers are salivating over how many divorce cases there are. John Harper down in Florida, what about your people tease Floridians about it being the number one state in the country where residents go to die? So one thinks of a more mature audience, although I think that's not really true or fair because Florida is as diverse as any other state in the union. But what about relationship strains there? What can you report?
Well, I think you're right, Doug, in saying that the state of Florida is as diverse as any other state in the nation as far as that goes. We don't think of it here as being on the doorstep of where you go to die.
Eternity.
Welcome
to Florida, the doorstep to eternity. It's not that. That's not fair.
No, yeah, okay. And you've been here in Florida before.
I've lived there.
And you know what it's like here, and it's like any other state. So in many respects, that is not really an issue that I think Floridians today are really concerned about. So in a way, I kind of have to take a pass on that. There's not much discussion here in Florida about that at all.
Okay. All right. Number 9, the focus on Facebook and all the issues they're having with their advertisers as to hate speech and all that other stuff. Where do you think you're usually the go-to person when I'm on the DJV program? If I have questions about technology, I go straight to Victoria. So Zuckerberg et al. Up to their usual foolishness, yes?
Well, he's trying his best, as best he can, to meet with these large social media companies and other advertisers who have pulled out. It's billions of dollars that he's lost in advertising. So he's been trying to meet with them. I don't think he's had much success because the real crux of this is Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg specifically has tried to, as my dad would say, ride two horses with one ass.
Right.
And so he has tried.
Wait a minute. Hold on to that for a second. I got to write that down. I've never heard that expression before. Ride two horses. This is fabulous. With one
My dad did
ass.
Not make it up. It's been around. It's an old thing.
Really? Have you ever heard that, John? John, have you ever heard that that saying before?
I have never heard that before either.
Wow, really?
There you go. All right. Yeah.
Well, obviously, it paints the
Please
illustration
continue.
That that this is what Mark Zuckerberg has tried to do. He has tried to play to all sides.
Both sides of the street.
Yep, and so now it's just coming back to bite him. Facebook is going to have to take a stand against hate speech. They're going to have to take a real stand against, fake news and things like that. And they just have not; they've refused to. And so it all crumbled in around him. So I'm not sure where it's going to go in the future, but he is in. He's had a bad few weeks.
What about you, John? Do you use Facebook? And if not, what social media do you use?
Yeah, I use it quite a bit. There's no doubt about it. I find it's quick, it's easy, and for the most part, I think the information that I try to get out of it is relevant, and I kind of disregard all the ads in it and just click beyond that. So the answer is I use it. Yeah.
I'm just, you and I are friends on Facebook, and I just went to your profile, other than suggesting you're the owner-operator of the Talk to Me radio network and WMEL. We apparently have 22 mutual friends. How about that? That's what I kind of use Facebook. I don't want to be political. I use it to bring people stories about my family, my friends, my farm.
Exactly.
The radio, it's very positive, and that's as far as I want to go with it. But I do understand, because I have looked around, you see a lot of stuff. It's not just on Facebook, though. There's a lot of stuff on Twitter that's pretty damned objectionable, I think. Maybe all of them.
The problem is the difference with Twitter, though, is that Twitter's burn rate is so fast.
What does that mean? Please explain what burn rate means. What is
meaning,
that?
Like, if you put out a tweet that says, "Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, and here's a story of fake news," that tweet will only be seen by whoever is looking at that exact moment at the tweet.
Yeah, they eliminate things.
So
Twitter,
much...
just everything goes away, right, after a
certain
amount
of time?
Well,
no, it doesn't go away. It's just because the volume of information on Twitter, that's what they call the burn rate. It only lasts it's less than 30 seconds of exposure per tweet. So, and that's the problem. And it's the opposite problem with Facebook. Facebook posts live forever. You know, you can go on to a Facebook post, and if you want to see what John Harper's up to, if he hasn't posted in a couple of weeks, the last thing he posted is still right there. So it lives for a much, much longer time, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
But one of the things I do not like about Twitter is some of the people on there really become quite vicious with their comments, and they all think they're talk show hosts, and as a result of that, they think they've got the power to take down anybody, and I just don't like those vicious comments. I mean, some of them are very vindictive, and therefore, I don't really use Twitter that much at all.
You know,
I barely use it anymore.
That's an interesting observation. What I've noticed, and I wasn't putting a word behind it, but I like the word vicious. There are some people in my community who want to make sure that we go down a particular street that seems to be good for them. I'm talking about politics, who gets elected, what issues move forward, that sort of thing. And because a couple of them have some media knowledge and know-how, they use that, and that is the word I would describe. They are vicious in their attacks on people.
Yeah.
And one wonders, hey, what kind of people actually are using that form of, it is a form of hate speech, even if it's not aimed at the racial divide. There are a lot of people who just, you know, I don't like him and I don't like her and I don't want them to have what they're trying to get, so we'll go after them. You know, that kind of stuff. I think that's very dangerous stuff, frankly.
It is.
In a moment.
Yeah,
it really is. Okay. In a moment, number 8 on the countdown, the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, the controversy over the World Health Organization, and that we can probably spend the rest of the hour on. We won't, but it's worth a listen to hear what John Harper from WMEL has to say and Victoria Keelan from the DJV show here on our overview of the Talk Radio Review.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Moving on now with our overview of the charts for the week of July 6th to the 10th, I'm Doug Steffen here with John Harper from WMEL. Jennifer is off this week on the countdown. Victoria Keelan is here. And number 8 has to do with the World Health Organization, our continuing relationship with, and it isn't just our country, but the world focusing on China and wanting them, at least the conscious countries, want to have China stand up and take a bow when it comes to how they've basically, with purpose, brought the world to its knees, so to speak. And part of the, you know, you focus on Hong Kong, a lot of that stuff this week and what's going on, the thuggery there from the Chinese government. But the whole business of controlling the World Health Organization, which is what they do, and the nonsense that comes from the World Health Organization. Do you both think, Victoria and John, that the average person understands that the Chinese are corrupting the World Health Organization and their advice isn't worth a plug nickel, as they say?
I'll go ahead on that, Doug, first. And I don't think Americans understand that at all. However, I think there is a growing understanding of the fact that in many respects we are at war with China.
We are absolutely at war with China. Yes, sir. Yep.
And they're
so why do we want to do business with them? Why do these companies continue to want to have things made other than their greed and the fact that it's cheap? But you know, is that's the other side of the question maybe for both of you. Victoria agreed with you on the fact that most people don't understand that the Chinese have corrupted the World Health Organization. But the other side of it is, how many people are actually looking at things that they're buying to see if they're made in China? Are we just talking, or are we taking action?
I think that is the one thing that people are more aware of, just in from my own social group. We are looking to see where stuff is manufactured, but I think it kind of ends there.
Yeah. Why are you playing music, Phil? right, John, what do you think in terms of your own experience? Are you looking at things that you're buying to see if it's made in China or not?
Doug, I always have done that for years, even before we even knew about a COVID-19 virus. I've always done that, having lived for many years in Detroit. Buying American has always been number one for me. Buying American cars and equipment and things that are made in America, John Deere tractors, you name it. And so that's always been very important for me. So that's not really a change in my way of thinking. But, yeah, I always look at where things are made, whether it be clothing, no matter what the item is. I'm always looking at the label to see how much we're being beat up here in the United States by things being made in other countries.
Yeah. Thankfully, not many tractors are made in China, so I don't have to worry about that on my farm. 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, back again. Working this side of the street, the News Talk Radio world is our focus here. Doug Steffen with John Harper from WMEL, as Jennifer's off this week. And Victoria Keelan here with the number 7 item on the countdown as we work our way toward number 1. The reformation of the police. There have been a lot of protests in sports circles about Black Lives Matter. A lot of discussion. I mean, this whole thing, although a little further down on the countdown than it was last week, still very important because there is not going to be an end to the discussion as much as a lot of people want to sweep this under the rug. People are not happy with police or public service. I've tried to make the issue not just the police, John, but the school systems. And we were talking on the DJV program about whether to require, as Syracuse, New York is thinking about, to require that people who work for the police live in the city. And that means they got to pay them more, so they live there. But I felt it was important to talk about the culture. If you want to be a police person and you want to really understand what's going on in the city, you kind of have to live there. I mean, police eat, live, breathe, everything, speak police life. So living in the community where you're serving, how in Florida do they handle this? Do they require in any place in Florida for the police to live in the community in which they work?
No, not here in Florida. If you live in Cape Canaveral, you can work in Melbourne and the police department there, or vice versa. There are no restrictions on that at all.
What's the discussion about reformation? You know, a lot of people are saying defund the police, which is moronic. But what about reforming police? What kind of movement is there in cities in Florida to do that?
Well, there's obviously, like the rest of the nation, there's a lot of talk about reforming police departments, but I think most people that I've talked to in the past week or two are totally outraged at police departments having their budgets cut back dramatically. That makes absolutely no sense in this day and age, and I think people understand that not only do black lives matter, blue lives matter, but let's just put it simply said that lives matter. And I think a lot of people are overlooking that fact and realize that the police departments, for the most part, in our state of Florida, are great departments. They've got great men and women serving, and there's not really a lot of outrage here in Florida about police as there are in other parts of the country. So we're kind of in the background on that particular issue.
As the pendulum swings, Victoria, you live on the coast of New Jersey. How different is it there? What's your overview versus what John experiences and describes in Florida?
Well, I think it depends on which community you live in. New Jersey, like Florida, is a very diverse state. A lot of New Jerseyans share a residence, you know, in Florida as well. I think it just really depends. You know, as a New Yorker, and having been a New Yorker for many years, that is really where I'm seeing a lot more controversy about the budgets and where the police officers live, where they can afford to live. And I think it's important that this community push, I think it's vital. And I think if you live and represent your community as a police officer, I think that your perspective is really different. It's not about them. It becomes a we. And I think that's really essential.
All right. So we continue with our focus here. Next up, the Supreme Court has a pretty active week. What about some of their rulings and how they impact all of us, all of you? This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. We are currently hiring for our award-winning team of caregivers. We are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community, like cooking, shopping, light housekeeping, and driving our clients to appointments. If you are a retiree, student, or mom and interested in flexible hours, we have 2 to 4 hour shifts with weekend and evenings available, as well as full-time opportunities. To apply, visit our website, ReadingHomeHelpers.com, or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, proudly serving our community for 16 years, and I look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour, this week's overview of the News Talk Radio charts, the stories, the top 10 from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and these lists every week. Everything that's going on in the News Talk business, you can find out about. Ratings came out this week, pretty interesting to see how that impacts the rest of the listening world, beside, you know, all the formats are rated together. And News Talk has done well because of what's going on in the world. People want to hear the issues discussed. So let's go back to the issues. The Supreme Court this week, number 6, all those rulings. Anybody want to, Victoria, you want to chance?
And a busy week.
what do you think was the most important ruling that was announced?
I'll just give a quick overview. The New York City prosecutor is the Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance was given the green light to investigate Trump, and a lot of the campaign stuff goes back to Stormy Daniels. So that was considered a win for the DA. Congress, a win for Trump. Congress was blocked from his records for now. It's sort of a pending thing. They also ruled, and this is not great for the American public, they ruled that the consumer agency, the head of that agency, can be removed by the president if he's not happy with that, so that's not great for consumers. Good news for Oklahomans. The Native American territory remains under their control. Back on election voting, they ruled that states can enforce the popular vote with electors, which is something we talked about a little bit on the DJV show this week. They also, in a win for pro-choice people, they struck down some abortion restrictions. They also, a win for the religious groups, they okayed the Obamacare birth control coverage exemption. If you work for a Catholic organization, the Catholic organization does not have to provide birth control as part of your benefit package. A win for LGBTQ workers. They won a major victory for non-discrimination. It's not allowed. And then for DACA, for the Dreamers, the Supreme Court upheld the Obama-era immigration for Dreamers. So they had a whole lot of different cases happening this week. And I don't want to pick one as being more important than the others, because I think that they addressed a lot of really important issues. But they certainly had a busy week of rulings.
Whole lot of shaking going on there, for sure. All right, let's get to politics, presidential politics, especially number five. I noticed that Joe Biden has proposed a $700 billion plan to move manufacturing up and research and create millions of jobs. He wants to spend $400 billion on manufacturing during the next 4 years. This is one of the first campaign speeches he's made with concrete objectives, at least that I can remember. What about you, John? What do people in Florida think about the Biden-Trump, whether there are going to be any hanging chads at the end of the election.
Well, you never know here in the state of Florida. I mean, anything can happen and usually does. But obviously the election for November is starting to heat up. And how appropriate here in the month of July, as things are hot anyway. But people here are very interested in what's going on. And at the moment, Biden has a pretty large lead over Trump here in Florida by almost 10 points. I believe it's really? 9 points in the last poll that I saw. So that's very, very sizable indeed. And people are just watching, waiting, and looking to see what happens. But I think with Biden coming out with that first proposal about bringing jobs back to the United States, we'll see how that resonates. That just came out yesterday, but we'll see how that resonates between now and over the weekend. And we'll see what Trump has to say. He's here today in the state of Florida for a fundraiser, I believe, down at the Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach. And then tomorrow, I think he's in New Hampshire for that event.
Yeah.
Yeah, up there. So it'll be interesting to see, but obviously people here in the state of Florida, very interested in politics. It's almost the number one topic of discussion here in Florida.
One of the things that we talk about on the DJV program is the age of people who are interested, Victoria, in the election. Is it broader now? Does it seem to be your friends in their 30s or whatever age they are? Do you find them much more engaged in wanting to get a particular person?
I think that there are high school students who aren't even old enough to vote who are attending rallies, and I think that this is just brought. And then then you go up to people who are my parents' age or your age, Doug, and I think everyone has a much more. I think they're a lot more committed to being aware of the issues now than maybe in the past. So I think it's a good thing. The more people are aware of the issues,
absolutely.
It's a good thing.
Yep, and not just voting because, I've done my job.
Right.
I vote every 4 years. Got to vote all the time. Primary elections, very important.
You're right. And I think local elections, with my group of friends in New York and New Jersey, local elections are something that we're paying attention to probably for the first time. And that's important.
Well, one of the things, remember when Clinton was elected, one of his advisors sort of encapsulated it by suggesting it's the economy, stupid. And it really is. People vote jobs. They vote what's in their bank account. And things are not too, with the result of all the things happening and things that are yet to happen. I think this is going to be a warm summer and fall when it comes to putting all these three things in the cocktail together. That is the virus, the Black Lives Matter movement, and the election itself. And what impact is it going to have on the economy? Number four is a focus on the economy and conversations about opening up America, for example, getting people back to work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think it's going as fast as it ought it certainly won't help Trump any, because he's now being identified as kind of the one of the problems. And whether that's true or not, fair or not, that's the way people think. There are a lot of shallow thinkers, and they look around, and I'm not suggesting one way or another politically that one party or one group, one way of thinking is shallow. It just is there's a lot of shallow thinking. People don't understand how the economy works. God, they don't understand how, much of the kids that come out of school today, they don't understand much of anything. So how do they become a part of the workforce if they don't really understand how the economy works and what they have to do to manage their own money? A lot of this stuff trickles right down to the individual and how they manage their money. And we all see examples. We were talking this week, John, about Victoria. I don't know whether we talked about it on the air or off the air, your little stock investments and stuff. And I was quite proud of you.
My very, very tiny stock investments.
But you're with it and you're on it. And that's part of what makes it work. Everybody needs to, if you got a little extra money, invest it in things that will help the country grow and help your economic base grow. John,
right.
What about you? You've been in the radio business, and you've probably done what I've done. Invest in something you know, i.e. your business, right? And
absolutely. You better believe it. I've done that. But before we move forward with what you're just alluding to, Doug, going back on the last point that you were making about during the Clinton campaign, it was the economy stupid. The sign of
James Carville. Remember him? James Carville.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Saw him
yeah.
on TV just last night. Yeah.
Really?
But I think the sign now above the door should be it's the virus. Stupid. I think that's what should be up there right now.
The virus stupid affects the economy stupid, and so that's a pretty cogent observation. Number three, the controversy about whether schools should open or not, following the guidelines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Controversy because the president wants to get schools open. I know a lot of people who also do who are in. Well, it depends, I guess, on where you are.
Yeah.
The unions seem to be getting in the way of school reopenings as much as anything else, Victoria, yeah?
I think so. I have a friend who is a teacher at a school in Cincinnati, and they, their plan for the fall, she works for a private school, and so obviously the parents are very concerned about, what the process will be, and the teachers are concerned. Everyone's trying to come up with the right plan. Now, their school's plan is very different from my friends who are teachers in Manhattan. So it really does. It's almost county by county, town by town, really, is the best probable way to move forward with schools. But I think that, we've heard Dr. Fauci talk about it in the last few weeks. It's very detrimental for children to be so isolated and to not be in school with their friends and have that sense of normalcy. So we have to really figure out the right way to have that balance of kids, back in school, but also making sure we're not creating hotspots all around the country.
Do you remember the old... The chain, John, this is like a travel back in history. School bells ring and children sing. It's back to Robert Hall again. When I do that sort of thing, the girls laugh
Robert
at me.
Hall?
Because Robert.
See, John, this is what happens. Doug baits me, and then I ask what it means,
right.
And then he laughs at
me. We just had a conversation off the air about Eastern Airlines. And Victoria never heard of Eastern Airlines. And that there is an age thing. There's no question about it. Robert Hall was a large clothing concern that was probably the largest in the nation in the 50s and maybe into the early 60s. Would you say, John? When did they disappear?
I'd say so. in the mid-60s.
They were probably the equivalent.
How am I supposed to know that?
Well, it's part of American culture. So I would say the equivalent today was Ross. The Ross stores, Dress for Less, would you say? Is that,
absolutely,
you think that's apt?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the
I've never heard of that either.
What, Ross, Dress for Less?
I have never heard of that. I have covered Fashion Week, and I have never heard of that.
My God. Well, there's not much fashion in Ross. It's pretty
well,
basic.
Maybe that's why.
But they're in every mall. I mean, God, they're in, right?
Not in any mall I've ever been to.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, they're huge.
Is it like Frank's Big and Tall? Like, what is it?
No, it's like the size of a Kmart. The stores are huge.
Oh,
wow. Victoria, where do you live?
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. These are the charts that cover the week of July 6th to the 10th. At number 10, relationships, psychological connections people have, all the divorces. Wowie zowie. Look at those numbers. Number 9, Facebook and social media. Number 8, our relationship with China and their relationship with Hong Kong and the controversy of the World Health Organization. Number 7, Black Lives Matter, police reform, that sort of thing. Number 6, what the Supreme Court did this past week in their rulings. The presidential race is number 5. The economy is number 4. Whether or not we follow the CDC guidelines when it comes to reopening schools, that's number 3. The healthcare focus on masks, that debate continues to be kind of hot. And number 1, the stats and projections as to who will get and how we'll all be affected by COVID-19. That's the list, the story list this week from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. All right, a focus on number 2 and number 1, both having to do with the virus, right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The temporomandibular joints sit right in front of your ears and connect your skull and your jaw.
The main problems are with dysfunction that involve opening and closing or chewing, and most of it has to do with either pain or if you have a problem with the actual motion where you might have some locking or things like that.
Dr. Jonathan Fillmore says these all fall into a category called TMD, or temporomandibular disorders. If the problem lies with the joint itself, surgery might be in order.
If you have an episode where you can't open very well all of a sudden, where you have a kind of a locked feeling, if you have recurrent dislocation where you open really wide and then you can't close your jaw, then you probably should have that checked out and be considered for surgery.
Like most joint surgery, that can range from arthroscopic procedures to clean out the area to total joint replacement. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
The people list here at Talkers Magazine. Talkers has a list of the top 10 people being discussed in the stories. So at number 10 on the people list, Mark Zuckerberg this week from Facebook. Xi Jinping, number 9 from China. Number 8, DeJuan Jackson. Nancy Pelosi is at 7. Combo of Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, and Gavin Newsom make it at number 6. Tammy Duckworth, the senator, number 5. Joe Biden at 4. Mike Pence at 3. Dr. Fauci is at number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. So all these lists, the names changing kind of dramatically this week from what they have been. Tammy Duckworth is the most interesting person here that's new. You don't know her, senator that was a helicopter pilot, and she lost her legs, and one of the news anchors at Fox, I don't even want to dignify him with his name, referred to her as being sort of un-American. And that choked on that and She made sure he did. So that's the people list this week from Talkers Magazine. All right, another quick ages reference. I just looked at a post that we'll all laugh at. Happy birthday to Keith Richards. May he speak fondly of all of us after we're gone.
Absolutely. Keith Richards will be, I saw when the virus started, there was a really funny meme that went around social media and basically said everyone needs to shift their thinking from, you know, what are we going to leave to our children, and we have to think about what kind of a world are we going to leave Keith Richards, because
yeah,
he's going to outlive everybody.
How old is he?
He's pushing 80.
He's got to be 78.
He's looked like he was dead for most of the career of the Stones.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he doesn't look any older, because they've all looked
older.
He's
embalmed.
The whole time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're not susceptible to COVID, apparently. Stats going up, states with more. Is it worse than it was? I mean, all of that stuff's being debated for sure. Biggest debate is about whether to wear a mask. John, you wear a mask?
Absolutely, a mask and gloves.
Yep.
In fact, I'm even going to start wearing one of those face shields.
Those are becoming
important.
More popular.
Yeah, to protect your eyes.
Yep. Yeah. John, thank you for your service, as they say. John Harper here from WMEL on the Space Coast. Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to.
We know it's important to you because it's important to us too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. An overview of the top five stories this past week from the world of technology, which is one of the many things that Victoria focuses on. So let's count them down, Victoria, from number five to number one. Number five, a new acquisition for Uber.
Yeah, this is a big one. So less than a month after Uber tried and failed to buy Grubhub, the meal delivery, restaurant delivery service, they have actually gotten a win in their column. They are buying Postmates for $2.65 billion with a B. That's a big acquisition. And they say that Postmates is highly complementary to Uber Eats, which is essentially going out of business. But they're acquiring Postmates will be a bolster for that part of their business. business, and that's essentially where Uber drivers, when they don't have a passenger in the car, they deliver meals. So it's a twofold sort of business model. Postmates is, they were the first real meal delivery on-demand service out in the market. However, they've been really surpassed by DoorDash and Grubhub. And so now Postmates really only accounts for about 8% of meal delivery sales in the U.S., but Uber's hoping that they will up that greatly by combining their businesses. So it's they have about, you know, I mean, look, this is a huge business. Meal deliveries right now is a huge business.
Amazing.
I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon. So it's a good buy for Uber. They're trying to stay in that game, so this is the best way for them to do it.
Number four is a focus on everybody's favorite company to dump on, Verizon.
Verizon Fios already offers new customers a free year of Disney Plus service, but now they're adding in Hulu subscriptions. So if you sign on for two of their more expensive plans, the $59.99 per month, 400 megabytes per second plan, then you get 6 months of free Hulu in addition to your free year of Disney Plus. And the new gigabit Fios customers, which is $79 a month, you get a full year of both Disney Plus and Hulu. And so they'll also throw in a free router rental and a free Verizon Stream TV set-top box. So all of that together is a pretty good deal. I guess right now, obviously, everyone is very dependent on internet. If you're working from home or if you're helping your kids do their distance learning from home, internet service, people are shopping around for the best deal. We also have to take into consideration the incredibly high unemployment numbers, and so people are really looking for the best deal possible. So this is why Verizon is trying to sweeten the pot.
A couple of items from Amazon, number three and number two. First, a focus on Prime Video, yes?
Yep, this is a good thing. Amazon Prime Video, once again, everybody's home, all the family, you know, the whole family is home, they're doing school, and everybody's working from home. And so Amazon has rolled out, very similar to Netflix and HBO Max, they're rolling out up to 6 different user profiles for each Amazon Prime Video account. And this is a good thing because parents can keep track of what their kids are able to see. And so just like on Netflix, you have a different account for everybody, different profile, and the parents can limit the amount of screen time. They can limit what their kids are watching. It can be tailored to your individual interests. It will, similarly to Netflix, it will suggest things for you to watch based on other things that you've seen. So they're taking a page out of Netflix's playbook, but I think it's a good move.
All right, and this Amazon Marketplace info, this is something that I find very helpful.
Yeah, Amazon is going to start publicly listing the names and addresses of U.S.-based third-party sellers on their platform. This is in an attempt to, number one, be more transparent, because a lot of consumers on Amazon want to know, where is this company based? Is it based in China, especially? That's a question a lot of people are asking. Where is this stuff made? Where is it coming from? And so Amazon is going to help fight that good fight by making it more transparent. Now, this is only U.S.-based retailers, so for right now, if you are searching for products on Amazon and you want to make sure they're made in the USA, you have to do a little bit of digging. This will be easier, but if you're buying something that's from an international company, there's still no transparency there, and that's the next step that I think Amazon really should take.
All right, number one, the top tech story of the week is a focus on TikTok.
Yep, TikTok, the very, very popular video sharing platform, is in the has been in the news all week, and the reason for it is owned by the Chinese. It's a Chinese owned app. However, they have a U.S.-based CEO, an American CEO. TikTok has said that they have hundreds of employees and leaders across, you know, the country that are in the U.S., but Mike Pompeo is going after them, saying that, you know, he wants to shut down TikTok. So we'll see where it goes, but it's going to be a big battle.
All right, so there it is, top five stories this week, the charts from the world of technology, Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NML.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRock. Rising crude oil prices and other factors pushed what we pay at the pump 2 cents higher over the past 2 weeks to $2.24 a gallon on average.
Ethanol, which must be blended into gasoline, ethanol prices rose in the same period, and even a weaker dollar made some contribution to the higher crude oil price.
That's fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg, who says we're still paying 59 cents less than we did a year ago. She found the highest price in $3.20 in San Francisco, $1.79 a gallon in Houston. With the United States grappling with the worst coronavirus outbreak in the world, Florida hit a grim milestone today, shattering the national record for a state's largest single-day increase in positive cases. Deaths from the virus have been also rising in the U.S., especially in the South and in the West. The nation's thermostat seems to be stuck on high lately, and as Julie Walker reports, it looks like it's going to remain that way, possibly into next month.
The U.S. is baking. Death Valley was up to 120 degrees. In many public places, people go to cool off may not be open because of the coronavirus. New York City's giving seniors free air conditioners. Because of that, the National Weather Service says record temperatures will be broken. Some places in the triple digits for the start of the week, most of the country in the 90s by the end of the week. But meteorologist Ira Pagano puts it in perspective, reminding us it's summer.
It's like a cold air mass in January. This is a hot air mass in summer. We tend to see these extremes come and go.
Julie Walker, New York.
As the Trump administration pushes its efforts for schools to resume in-person education, public health experts are warning a one-size-fits-all reopening could drive infection and death rates even higher, and they're urging an even more cautious approach, which many local governments and school districts are already pursuing. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks, yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Coronavirus surges in Eastern Europe prompting new restrictions and reversing recently reinstated travel rules.
Countries are facing rising waves of positives, leading to new restrictive measures. Croatia is ordering the mandatory use of face masks, while Hungarian authorities say they're putting countries into three categories, red, yellow and green, based on their rate of new infections, with entry bans and mandatory quarantines, depending from which country people are coming from. Foreigners from countries in the red category are now banned from entering Hungary, while Hungarian citizens arriving from those locations will have to stay quarantined for 2 weeks or until they test negative twice, 48 hours apart. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It was on this date in 1994, President Bill Clinton visited Germany, went to the eastern sector of Berlin, the first U.S. president to do so since Harry Truman. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. All right, fire up the Zamboni. The NHL is ready to drop the puck.
The NHL and the Players Union are credited for putting aside past differences and taking a collaborative approach and ratifying a return-to-play plan that also includes the assurance of labor peace through September 2026. Commissioner Gary Bettman described the months-long negotiations as unprecedented in how the two sides addressed the wide variety of concerns and challenges raised after placing the season on pause in March because of the coronavirus. NHL games are scheduled to begin August 1st in Toronto and Edmonton, Alberta. Coronavirus cases in the U.S. are pushing the league into Canada for the summer and fall until the Stanley Cup is awarded in the late September or early October. Patrick Foss reporting.
Colin Morikawa tapped in for a par in the third playoff hole, capping off a wild finish Sunday at the Amir Fields Village Workday Charity Open, beating Justin Thomas to win. Victor Hovland of Norway finished third. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickens.
At a time when organizations upholding traditional views of marriage are increasingly under attack, President Trump has just signed an executive order that strengthens our nation's foster care system by calling on states and cities to partner with faith-based and other private charities.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Available on Lisa. See dealer for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Inside News Talk Radio with Insight. You like that, Michael? Inside News Talk Radio with Insight. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to review the stories, the people, the discussions, and so the best way for us to get started is for you, my kind sir. You're not really mine, but I can refer to you as kind sir.
Well, it's a nice way of expressing friendship.
Yes, it is.
My dear man.
Yes, my dear man. The top story is s'il vous plaît.
All right, here we go. These are the tales of excitement and woe.
Tales of woe, right.
Tales of woe. At number 10, we have psychology and relationships, obviously, as they are related to the tough times people are facing. At number 9, Facebook issues and social media. At number 8, U.S.-China relations tied with Hong Kong, the World Health Organization controversy, and all that stuff. At number 7, Black Lives Matter, police reform, sports images, and the Deshaun Jackson tweet. At number 6, the Supreme Court of the United States rulings. At number 5, we have the presidential race and politics. At number 4, the economy and the opening of America. At number 3, school opening order and the CDC guidelines. At number 2, health care, the mask debate, and meds. And at number 1, the COVID-19 stats and projections. And that's the top 10 in terms of stories in the conversation on radio. And the people's chart is Mark Zuckerberg at 10, Xi Jinping at 9, number 8, Deshaun Jackson, Nancy Pelosi at 7, number 6, a tie between Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, and Gavin Newsom. Tammy Duckworth holds the number 5 position, Joe Biden at 4, Mike Pence at 3, number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci, number 1, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot of conversation on talk shows like this, on stations like this, all across America this past week.
We refer to it as News Talk Radio, because obviously we're talking about what's in the news. In your research, in your observations, where do people who listen to programs on our stations get their news? Where do you think there's one place, number of places? How do people get their news these days?
I think most people get their news from television, and many people get their news from their smartphones. People who are news junkies. It depends on the level of interest in news. The kind of people that listen to news talk radio are news junkies by and large, and they and they follow the news. They watch the cable TV. They watch Fox. They watch CNN. They watch MSNBC and several of the others. The major networks do not appeal to the real news junkies in America as much as they used to. It's mostly the cable TV. And newspapers still have a readership. Much of it, however, is online, and that's where we come back into the smartphone arena.
All right. So when it comes to the traditional news talk stations, and many of them carrying this program, there is the old standby top-of-the-hour news, right? We go to the news. Used to be, remember back in the old days, it was 2020 news. You got news headlines, top of the hour, 20 past the hour, and 20 before the hour. And it was 60 seconds, and that was it. Give us 60 seconds, and we'll give you the world, or whatever the slogan was.
Actually, it was give us 20 minutes, and we'll give you the world.
That was it, too.
That was the saying on the all news stations. But these news reports at the top of the hour used to have all kinds of sounders and music. From around the world and around the country, here's the latest news from the news department.
And was it from around the world? Was it considered a trusting, were we trusting them to give us the facts, the Jack Webb version of what was going on in the world? Give me the facts, please.
Just the facts, ma'am. I think that there was more trust in the news back in those days than there is today. I don't know whether or not that trust was well-founded. I think there's a lot more to this story than just who can you trust. There's so much more news today than there was then, so there's more reason to have to be careful as to what you consume. I also think that there's more targeting of audiences in terms of affirming what people already believe, and they're just playing to their biases. That has proven to be a very effective technique in gathering ratings and revenue. So, I think it's a little shakier today than it was back then. But we do have more choices today than we had back then.
So, the announcement, this is moderately inside radio, but it is something that will affect a lot of people. And the reason I ask about the top of the hour news, because many radio stations depend on a network like ABC, NBC, CBS. Remember when we were growing up as kids, it was the CBS news on the top of the hour that seemed to have the most impact. And then they all the broadcast networks got into it. And one of the companies that does a lot of news on what they call the top-of-the-hour focus, is going away. One of the companies that is in financial trouble has been, not wanting to make this too inside, but I think it's interesting for for the purpose of our discussion, for you to give us background, observational background, into how some of these news at the top of the hour, the network news, how they impact what people hear on the local stations. Or is it all becoming one big network and everybody's listening to syndicated shows?
I'm not quite sure what your question is, but
I guess so, because Westwood One, which is one of the resources that people use, a network that came out of some of the talk radio shows that we know, they decided they would do news as well. They have a lot of affiliates, and they're going to stop doing the news.
Let's tackle this from the beginning. So a major news service called Westwood One News, which is a service of a bigger company called Westwood One, has announced that in the coming weeks they're going to end that service. They're going to shut it down. Westwood One is not going out of business. It's a major broadcaster. It's an arm of Cumulus Media, and they're syndicators. They provide syndicated product to all formats. So it was a shock last night when the word came out that they're going to shut down their news department, but they are remaining in business with their syndication of many, many of today's biggest hosts. So, immediately when I heard about it, I said, oh, my gosh, are they shutting down their syndication?
Right.
And fortunately, that's not the case. Unfortunately, their new service is going bye-bye. Why? Because it's no secret that the media and journalism, newspapers, and many other media organizations are facing financial distress because of, one, problems that already existed before the pandemic in the broadcasting industry as a result of the times, and two, piled on top of their problems, economic hardship that has been, incurred due to the pandemic, which is taking its toll on the broadcasting industry in general. That's the story.
It's really pretty interesting how this has all changed so much. Well, you know, during our careers as broadcasters, I remember the first newscast that was ever on a radio station that I worked on was from Mutual News. And Mutual News is long since gone. They were the ones that first started syndicating Larry King. However, you know, that era is really...
Yeah, that was the Mutual Broadcasting Network, which actually evolved through various ownership changes into today's Westwood One,
yeah.
which
yeah.
we're talking about, and yeah. along the way, NBC News mm-hmm. Radio. Look, you know, none of the original alphabet soup companies, the ABC, NBC, CBS... companies are the same companies that, nor are they the same situation that we grew up with.
Not
These are, they. Some of them still have those call letters, those names, American Broadcasting Company, the Columbia Broadcasting System, and the National Broadcasting Company, NBC, CBS, ABC, which were the big three.
Right.
Then remember, there was the fourth one, was Fox. You know, now they're just all basically an even playing field. There's nothing, and I'm not diminishing their importance in any way, but there's nothing particularly special about ABC, NBC, or CBS.
Not anymore.
Right, exactly. Mm. They just, but still, even though they're not special, they still have a certain cachet because those names still have, you know, a certain amount of prestige. Wouldn't you agree?
I do. I think there's certain, especially to CBS, frankly, even though the likes of, you could hear Walter Cronkite on the radio. That was special. You could hear a lot of the TV stars from CBS News on the CBS network, the radio network, and that was a big calling card. Not so much anymore because, frankly, the names on TV aren't as significant as they used to be either. Do you agree with that?
In terms of the major anchors?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. There's no question about it. But when you had Walter Cronkite and you had Huntley Brinkley and you had, names of that caliber, these people were on for years and, you know, Eric Severide.
Oh, my God, yes.
And these
Edward R. Murrow.
Well, that goes even back to an earlier time, but there weren't that many channels. So these were the and there wasn't 24-hour news. When Walter Cronkite came on CBS at 6 p.m., that was appointment viewing
world
in the country.
Yep.
Yeah, people would then go, okay, here's what happened today, you know, and that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And
That's the way it was.
Right, yeah.
It was. That's the way it is, yeah.
And that's the story.
Yeah.
Now there's a nonstop story. It changes every it changes constantly.
Yeah.
Not even
sure
every, not every 5 minutes, it just constantly is one flowing river of change.
Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news is every story is breaking news.
Phrase. Yeah. Exactly. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen here with my pal, my friend, my colleague, my cohort. Michael Harrison has been the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine for 27, 28 years.
30 years.
Uh-huh.
Yep. July 24th, 1990, so we're coming up on the 30th anniversary. The first issue, the first newsprint issue of Talkers was published on July 24th, 1990.
Wow. What were you thinking then? What were you thinking this would become? What were your aim?
I thought it would be a very significant trade publication because I had a vision, and my vision was accurate. And I had a lot of experience both in radio and in trade publishing. I had done it for years in other formats, rock radio, et cetera. I was confident it would succeed. I thought that at best maybe it would have a 5-year or 10-year run, and I would have been thrilled. The fact that it's 30 years and, you know, as strong as any trade could be in today's radio industry, I'm very gratified.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's there's so much we're talking about. You know, the way people get their news, everything has been splintered. You know, there's just so much of everything, and there's so many different ways of getting information. This is a way, however, for me to cull all of it. It's in one place, one source, for, you know, our specialty, which is news talk radio. Now, we were talking earlier about people and how they get their news and where all of this is going with some of the network newscasts changing and that sort of thing. I found it interesting this week, observationally, that Shepard Smith has been hired by CNBC, and one wonders what that is. That a forecast of something to change? Because CNBC has pretty much been the financial place to go on TV, right? Isn't that their niche? And he's certainly not identified with any financial reporting. You know,
he is identified with not being left or right and trying to be journalistic. And there's a lot more opportunity to do that on a network that is based in financial news, and the financial world is such an important part of news in general that it might be a good fit. I just realized when you asked me the question, where do people get their news, I left out one major, major source of news that's part of the news, and that is Facebook. People, a lot of people get their news from social media. And the reason I didn't say it at first is I still don't think of Facebook and social media as being legitimate venues for news.
Right.
But I have to say, you know, as I'm thinking about it, because you hit me cold with that. So I'm thinking about it. And, hey, you know, a lot of people get their news from social media. And Facebook is the major place. Or tweets. And, you know, there's a lot to be desired in that particular
Major stories this week, according to the Talkers List, at number 9, the Facebook problem with continuing to allow hate speech in there. That's a major problem for a lot of people. And how have we dealt with it? Because number 9, obviously, it's on people's minds. So where do we go with that, Michael?
Well, we have to decide where freedom of speech comes into the picture, and what is a Facebook? Is it a utility? Is it a public utility? Is it a platform that's not subject to the liability that a publisher would have? It's a complicated legal issue. It's not just a matter of whether they're good or bad.
Well, are they good or are they bad? Or are they just trying to continue to make money in whatever way they can? I mean, there's a lot of money. And when you consider how big Facebook is, the advertisers that are yanking their support for Facebook because of the questions that are being asked by people who don't necessarily like some of the things that have been allowed to be published on Facebook, at what point do you, you know, where do you draw the line, I guess, is the question.
You draw the line as to whether they are legally a platform or legally a publisher, and after the break, we can discuss that a little more in detail.
All right, we'll do that. Listen, Mr. Radio, Michael Harrison is here with Mr. Radio Jr., Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Moving on now, second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. You know, I was looking at the list of Supreme Court rulings this week. Does it seem to you, or do you think that the focus here has been broader than the past, or is this maybe everything just got all jumbled up and came out in one big pile this week. But, you know, there were a lot of very interesting and controversial rulings for the first time. You know, I don't remember a 9-0 vote. Do you?
Yeah.
From the Supreme Court for a while?
I don't recall. I haven't followed every case. I mean, there's all kinds of boring, you know, there's all kinds of boring cases that the Supreme Court rules on that don't make it to the news. Mm-hmm. A couple of cases that were ruled on this week are very, very involved in hot issues. One of them being contraception and abortion, and the other being Donald Trump's tax returns. Those are, you know, hot button issues that also test the divide in terms of conservative justices versus liberal justices, which has been a point of contention now for a number of years in terms of who's elected president and how the president will impact the nature of the court going forward for years to come, left or right. Mm-hmm. And that's been an issue. Trump has appointed two conservatives, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, and Roberts, the Chief Justice, is allegedly conservative. Well, to Trump's surprise, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh haven't gone along with every Trump-oriented issue. They voted in some cases against his wishes, as has Roberts. Yep. And I guess Donald Trump is learning that just because you appoint somebody doesn't mean they owe anything to you.
Carry your water.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, and
right.
In a way, that's encouraging that the justices are maintaining a certain level of independence.
It is. Yeah, it sure is. So along with that, one wonders if the following, and this is sort of inside baseball as well, but I think it's helpful for people to know what's going on in this business as representative of the face of America, because I think News Talk Radio, the radio world, is. So a proposal surfaced about a month ago, and it seemed to get a favorable position, if that's the word, with the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, to allow outside foreign money to come into broadcast ownership, mostly radio. And so I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, how is this good for America? Because you know as well as I do, if they open up the ownership to foreign entities, the Chinese will be in here in 5 seconds, like they have been in many other businesses, means of production, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How could this be something that people would think was a good idea, Michael? Well, can you imagine working for a radio company that's owned by some Chinese government arm?
I mean, well, there already has been some examples of Chinese programming that's controlled by Beijing and the communists. So it's a complicated subject you're bringing up.
Why is it complicated, though? Why
it's complicated
it
because it involves
an anti-American.
Anything having to do with the investment in properties and media and finances and FCC law is complicated just on face value. There's a lot of issues involved in it. I'm not saying it's complicated as far as the basic concept that we don't want foreign powers controlling the American airwaves. There's something about that that feels, you know, unhealthy.
Yucky.
Yeah.
Know,
but you have to understand that we're in an era now where corporations have no allegiance to any country, and this is a major issue. This is a major issue that goes beyond broadcasting. The whole nature of corporations in the social and political fabric of our country. We have to really look at this very carefully going forward. Broadcasting is a part of it.
Do you think it leads us further down the road to the eventual demise of the American way of life?
I think the American way of life, demise or growth, is something that's very subjective, but I do believe that the American way of life is subject to enormous change as we balance the fact that communications and trade have made us in many ways a global society. The world has shrunk, but on other hands, we are still a nation and we have to maintain whatever sovereignty we can. That's the major issue that we're dealing with in terms of everything. The United Nations, the World Health Organization, all of these trade agreements, North American trade agreement turned into the new agreement that Trump has made with Mexico and Canada, our relationship with the European Union, Brexit, Russia, China, our frenemy, the capitalist, growth of communist China turning out to be not
which
our frenemy,
funded.
But, But our enemy, I mean, you know, you're talking about a giant cauldron of simmering molten lava. That's what these issues are. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that foreign money is leaking into the very corporate arena that has that radio has become in America. And, you know, who's it good for? It's good for people who are receiving that money.
Yeah.
From China and these other countries, because American broadcasting is facing very hard times. That's the problem. The problem is we cannot afford anymore to have good journalism and good media the way we would like to in a perfect world. And the economy is out of whack with what's good for Americans. And that's not to say we should go into isolation and that we should become xenophobic, but we have to reevaluate going forward where the boundaries are in our nationhood versus our relationships with the rest of the world.
Look at the investment in real estate from foreign interests. Look at who bought the most expensive penthouse in New York. Who owns the most expensive home in Beverly Hills? They aren't Americans. They're Russians and the Chinese. And they're Dutch, and they're French, and there are all these people who want to be in America. The wealthiest people in the world all want to have, if not roots in America, they want to be in America. But do they water down the land of the free and the home of the brave? One could argue that we're having that discussion as it relates to Black Lives Matter. Are we already in a place where, you know, we look back at some of our institutions, and they're all getting to look kind of flimsy? When you really examine, you know, what are we really all about? So, you know, aren't we the melting pot, the mosaic? Come from us, so why not let everybody come in and bring their money and whoopee? You know, that's kind of the attitude that some people have, and maybe that's not wrong.
Well, it's got to be done with thoughtfulness. It has to be done with definition. It has to be done with a clear outlining of goals and exactly what's going on. It has to be clear to the public and clear to the world, and right now it's very murky.
Well, but do you think the public constitutes from birth to death, and looking at the demographics, or are we just talking about people who the average listener to News Talk Radio is an older crowd, and people that don't pay much attention to the news itself or to what's going on are the younger crowd? They're so interested in themselves and their groups that they just seem to be oblivious. And I remember hearing this from my father, so I don't want to sound like my father. But I really don't think, because of technology and lots of other things, people are connected anymore. I think they're distanced from what's really going on, and they believe whatever they see on the screen. Is that yes or no? Is that
It's possible, yeah. I mean, yes or no. There's no yes or no. This is a situation that certainly there's reason to think that element exists. I can't say it's across the board. I can't say it hasn't always been that way either. And I can't even say that only older people are interested in the news. Maybe the media hasn't created news that's of interest to younger people. I think that if younger people were faced with information... The media is hopelessly out of touch with a large segment of the population. Yeah. Even News Talk Radio is. There are many different points of view, many different demographics, many different ethnicities. These people are real. America cannot have it both ways. It cannot be an open, free, land of the free, home of the brave, opportunity for all kind of a nation, and then get all aggravated if a lot of people are living here from other lands and other ethnicities that some people don't consider to be American. Well, at one time, people that say that's not American, their ancestors faced bigotry when they came as...
Irish need not apply.
Yeah, so I mean, let's look at this thing honestly. What is your vision of America before you go complaining that we're not American enough?
That's a very good question. There's something to ponder for a moment. Next up, we're going to talk about the number one issue, number one and number two, sort of tied together here. The stats and the mask debate, that sort of thing. When will schools reopen, or will they? 44 after on the News Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk Radio and Michael Harrison, they go together like, what is that, the old horse and buggy? What is that? What's that old song?
Horse, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage.
There we go. Okay. Here's a way for you to be healthy and slim. The people who are slim naturally have a better chance of living longer. Yep, you listen to Dr. Ken, he'll tell you he's never seen a 90-year-old obese person, and so many people have put on so much weight since the virus started. Many people in trouble before that, and more in trouble now. So would you like to actually find the way? Here's, I'm looking at a story of a fellow who lost 94 pounds. His name is Kyle, lives in Illinois. His story is at toploss.com with all the other information about how this the components were put together by a doctor, three nurses, the science behind Calitrin, and how the weight loss formula that the world is now embracing really works. 86% of the people who decide to get on this program are successful in losing the weight, not only losing it, but keeping it off. Isn't that your desire? Go to toploss.com, my friends, toploss.com, and do what so many millions of people around the country have done, and that's sign on for this program. Use the code DJV. You won't have to pay for the product being shipped to you, and you can buy, and it's the BOGO sale, actually, going on now, the summer sale, unlimited supply, buy 3, buy 4, buy 10, buy 20, buy 100, and get an equal number without paying for it. So you buy one, get one free. And this is a program that's safe for the entire family. Get on board. Go to toploss.com. Decide you want to lose the weight and you want to keep it off. Toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV for the best deals and free shipping.
I'm Smitha Rao. While the CDC recommends wearing a protective face covering to keep us all safe, many are beginning to experience some uncomfortable skin-related side effects as a result of wearing a mask. Dr. Michelle Henry, clinical instructor of dermatology at Weill Cornell Medical College.
The major complaints that we are hearing with daily mask use are skin breakdown, irritation, dermatitis, and acne.
As we continue using face coverings throughout the summer, Dr. Henry recommends making some adjustments to our skincare routine.
Clean your skin with a gentle hydrating cleanser, as we do not want to strip the skin's natural moisture. Avoid fragrance products, as they can irritate the skin. Olay Regenerous Microsculpting Cream Fragrance-Free is packed with ingredients like vitamin B, E3, both hydrating and soothing. Masks do not protect from the sun. Olay Regenerous Whip SPF 25 is a moisturizer with added sun protection.
You can purchase these products on Olay.com and refer to the CDC guidelines for using and handling masks and other cloth face coverings.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com. What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. These are the charts that cover the week of July 6th to the 10th. At number 10, relationships, psychological connections people have, all the divorces. Wowie zowie. Look at those numbers. Number 9, Facebook and social media. Number 8, our relationship with China and their relationship with Hong Kong and the controversy of the World Health Organization. Number 7, Black Lives Matter, police reform, that sort of thing. Number 6, what the Supreme Court did this past week in their rulings. The presidential race is number 5. The economy is number 4. Whether or not we follow the CDC guidelines when it comes to reopening schools, that's number 3. The health care focus on masks, that debate continues to be kind of hot. Number 1, the stats and projections as to who will get and how we'll all be affected by COVID-19. That's the list, the story list this week from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. So the charts here indicate that COVID discussion continues to be number 1. CDC not revising school reopening guidelines. I mean, it goes on and on. There's a new twist every week to this, Michael. How do we stay on top of it?
We stay on top of it by being diligent, reading the news, trying to be decent and have goodwill, and listen to science. What can I tell you, you know?
You can tell us a lot. I want you to tell us about your interview, Michael Harrison interview, the MH interview with my colleague, co-host, Jennifer Horn.
Jennifer Horn. It's mhinterview.com. She's Doug's co-host on his daily show, the DJV show, and she's quite a bright light in the broadcasting world. Check it out. She's a great broadcaster.
Yeah, she is. She's a great human being, but she's on top of it, and that's what makes it good. And this is a series that goes on and on, people finding inside information and insight as to how not only the medium work, but how people work. That's what Michael's good at getting at.
And next week we'll talk more about Facebook.
Facebook, okay. Mm-hmm. We were going to talk about Facebook. That's true.
Yep. Just want people to know I haven't forgotten.
All right, good. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, great professor at Bentley. He really has a broad look at what's going on in the world. But I like to, as often as I can, get into the legal, the woods, the brush, if you will, the weeds. So this week, number 6 on the countdown, right up your alley as a lawyer, all these rulings from the Supreme Court.
what do we need to know, what's obvious, what isn't so obvious as to some of these cases, or all of them, if you want to take the time to give us a brief review, Steve.
Well, you know, I tell you, before, of course, the big one is the president's taxes. But before we get into that, one that I found very interesting was a 5-4 decision that said half of Oklahoma is still Indian country as far as treaties go. This brought, when I first heard that, I went, whoa, is this going to affect the title to the property and all? It doesn't actually affect title to ownership of property. However, it is going to be throwing the civil and criminal courts in Oklahoma into a tremendous, tremendous situation because at this point now, if there is a criminal charge to be brought against a member, a Native American in Oklahoma, in that area, it will have to go to federal court. This could also invalidate a lot of convictions and most convictions in state criminal court. So Oklahoma's case has got a lot to go over. But, of course, the big thing were the two rulings yesterday and actually in regard to President Trump having to release tax returns. And so the one was Congress, and Congress, as part of its oversight, was looking into hush money paid to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, and they subpoenaed there. A DA brought the same kind of issue to a grand jury in New York. And interestingly enough, in New York, before the grand jury, in a 7-2 decision with both of the appointees, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, going along with the majority, they said the president does have to provide his tax returns and that he had no right. He's a citizen. And, in fact, this is consistent with what the law has been with other presidents. It will not happen before the election. It will happen, but one of the easiest things to do in the law is stall. So it'll be stalled in lower courts. Same thing with while the House of Representatives did not get their subpoena upheld, what the court did do was show them what conditions they had to meet to get a subpoena upheld. So Congress will get these tax returns as well. But like I say, the easiest thing to do in the law is stall. None of this will be done before the election.
All right. So it has a little impact in reality. All right. How about the legality of police reforming versus the old business? Well, but it seems old because we keep looking at these the posters, defund the police, which is nonsense. But reforming the police, how hard will that be or should it be legally? I, by the way, am somebody who's portending not just police reform, but school, all of the things that taxpayers are paying for. How can we get into the control situation so that we get what we want for what we're paying?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think a lot has to be done with all of these. Certainly, police unions have been very hesitant in protecting their turf, and that will have to be dealt with. But what I'm seeing in some cities and towns is having more civilian oversight, which I think is a good idea. It also brings about greater transparency. I don't think any sane person is looking to abolish the police or take away all of the money. And even when they say, well, you know, we need to have social workers go on some of these domestic calls. Well, frankly, more police get shot and killed on domestic calls. You don't know when you're going whether you're going to have a crazy with a gun or just a couple having an argument. Yeah. So, yes, there has to be greater training. There has to be some perhaps bringing in more of social services in there. But this is going to be a long process. You're going against some entrenched moneyed systems. But ultimately, I think the times are ripe for change.
All right, we've got a few seconds left for number two. The mask debate. Is that something that has to be, that can be legally enforced?
The what debate?
Mask.
Oh, you know, it can be enforced. The government is hesitant to do so, but they absolutely can. This is not your constitutional right. Just as they can make a law that it requires you to wear a seatbelt, they can make a law that requires you to wear a mask.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his legal opinions and some of the big stories this week, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. Florida hit an unwanted milestone Sunday. Ben Thomas reports the Sunshine State registered the largest single-day increase in coronavirus cases in any one state since the beginning of the pandemic.
State Health Department statistics released Sunday show some 15,299 people tested positive. While Florida has doubled testing over the last month, from about 25,000 per day to almost 50,000, the percentage of people testing positive has risen dramatically to 19%. Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach are the top three counties for hospitalizations, and hospitals in several counties have stopped doing elective surgeries. The numbers come at the end of a grim week, which has seen 514 Floridians die from COVID-19 infections. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump may be having a change of heart about holding the Republican National Convention in late August. After a venue change, spiking coronavirus cases, and a sharp recession, Trump aides and allies are increasingly questioning whether it's worth the trouble. Some are even advocating the convention be scrapped altogether. The Supreme Court has handed down a blow to another blow, that is, to the disputed Keystone XL pipeline from Canada, by keeping in place a lower court ruling that blocked a key permit for the project.
The order also puts on hold the lower court ruling out of Montana as it pertains to other oil and gas pipelines across the nation. The Trump administration had argued a U.S. Army Corps of Engineer permit program that's been in place since the 1970s was functioning properly when it was canceled by a Montana judge in April. But environmentalists had argued the program allowed companies to skirt responsibility for damage done to water bodies.
Jeremy House with that report. The industry representatives had warned that the ruling from the judge to delay would delay more than 70 pipeline projects across the U.S. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Crossroads Community Church Senior Pastor Jim Clark wants to keep his 1,500 parishioners safe during the coronavirus pandemic, but he's drawing the line at a new California ban on singing or chanting at religious services.
The California ban was one of a number of restrictions on indoor businesses and gatherings put in place last week by Governor Gavin Newsom amid fast-rising virus cases and hospitalizations. The ban may well end up in court as there are differing opinions on its legality, with some groups arguing it infringes on religious freedom, while others believe it's constitutional, especially during a pandemic. The Pacific Justice Institute told faith leaders in a letter that Newsom's guidance is advisory because it does not say it's an order, cites no legal authority, isn't signed by any official and includes no reference to penalties. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Elvis Presley's grandson is dead at age 27. The son of Lisa Marie Presley apparently succumbed to a self-inflicted gunshot wound earlier today in Calabasas, California. More at townhall.com. Gas prices edging a little higher over the past 2 weeks.
Again, we have a rise at the pump nationally. The new average price is $2.24, and the rise is just under 2 cents.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says that's still 59 cents less than we were paying this time a year ago. Lundberg says the increase comes as crude oil prices rise. Lowest at $1.79 in Houston, the highest $3.20 in the San Francisco Bay Area. Cole Custer became the first rookie winner in the NASCAR Cup Series in nearly 4 years, surging to the lead in a four-wide final-lap scramble Sunday at Kentucky Speedway. Martin Truex Jr. was second, followed by Matt DiBenedetto and Kevin Harvick. Lewis Hamilton won the Styrian Grand Prix from the pole position to clinch an 85th career win and move within six of Michael Schumacher's Formula One record. Check out more on these stories. They're simple. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
See dealer for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tis time for us to take the weekly chance. We stick our toe in the water of talk radio. News talk radio surveys from Talkers Magazine become the subject of our hour of conversation here. DJ Vito's Jennifer and Victoria are usually here. Jennifer's off this week, so Victoria Keelan is joined by John Harper from WMEL along the Space Coast. John and I have known each other for a long, long time, been carrying my various programs for decades, and he loves doing these programs with us, and we love having him here. So, John, welcome in to our overview. I'm Doug Steffen with the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. They're printed every week. Is it old? Victoria and John say printed because they really aren't printed. They're not on a piece of paper, although you can print out the list from talkers.com. Does it sound old if I say printed, though?
Yeah, I would say probably published.
Published! All right. So let's get at it. Number 10, the focus on relationships and how they're changing. We've talked frequently on the DJV program about how lawyers are salivating over how many divorce cases there are. John Harper down in Florida, what about your people tease Floridians about it being the number one state in the country where residents go to die? So one thinks of a more mature audience, although I think that's not really true or fair because Florida is as diverse as any other state in the union. But what about relationship strains there? What can you report?
Well, I think you're right, Doug, in saying that the state of Florida is as diverse as any other state in the nation as far as that goes. We don't think of it here as being on the doorstep of where you go to die.
Eternity. Welcome to Florida, the doorstep to eternity. It's not that. That's not fair.
And you've been here in Florida before, and you know what it's like here, and it's like any other state. So, in many respects, that is not really an issue that I think Floridians today are really concerned about. So, in a way, I kind of have to take a pass on that. There's not much discussion here in Florida about that at all.
Okay. All right. Number nine, the focus on Facebook and all the issues they are having with their advertisers as to hate speech and all that other stuff. Where do you think you're usually the go-to person when I'm on the DJV program? If I have questions about technology, I go straight to Victoria. So Zuckerberg et al. Up to their usual foolishness, yes?
Well, he's trying as best he can to meet with these large social media companies and other advertisers who have pulled out. It's billions of dollars that he's lost in advertising. So he's been trying to meet with them. I don't think he's had much success because the real crux of this is Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg specifically has tried to, as my dad would say, ride two horses with one ass.
Right.
And so he has tried.
Wait a minute. Hold on to that for a second. I got to write that down. I've never heard that expression before. Ride two horses. This is fabulous. With one
ass. My dad did not make it up. It's been around. It's an old saying.
Really? Have you ever heard that, John? John, have you ever heard that saying before?
I have never heard that before either.
Wow, really?
There you go. All right. Yeah.
Well, obviously, it paints the illustration that that this is what Mark Zuckerberg has tried to do. He has tried to play to all sides.
Both sides of the street.
Yep, and so now it's just coming back to bite him. Facebook is going to have to take a stand against hate speech. They're going to have to take a real stand against, fake news and things like that. And they just have not. They've refused to. And so it all crumbled in around him. So I'm not sure where it's going to go in the future, but he is in. He's had a bad few weeks.
What about you, John? Do you use Facebook? And if not, what social media do you use?
Yeah, I use it quite a bit. There's no doubt about it. I find it's quick, it's easy, and for the most part, I think the information that I try to get out of it is relevant, and I kind of disregard all the ads in it and just click beyond that. So the answer is I use it. Yeah.
I'm just, you and I are friends on Facebook, and I just went to your profile, other than suggesting you're the owner-operator of the Talk to Me radio network and WMEL. We apparently have 22 mutual friends. How about that? That's what I kind of use Facebook. I don't want to be political. I use it to bring people stories about my family, my friends, my farm. The radio, it's very positive, and that's as far as I want to go with it. But I do understand, because I have looked around, you see a lot of stuff. It's not just on Facebook, though. There's a lot of stuff on Twitter that's pretty damned objectionable, I think. Maybe all of them.
The problem is the difference with Twitter, though, is that Twitter's burn rate is so fast.
What does that mean? Please explain what burn rate means. What is
meaning, like, if you put out a tweet that says, "Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, and here's a story of fake news," that tweet will only be seen by whoever is looking at that exact moment at the tweet.
Yeah, they eliminate things. Twitter, just everything goes away, right, after a certain amount of time?
Well, no, it doesn't go away. It's just because the volume of information on Twitter, that's what they call the burn rate. It only lasts it's less than 30 seconds of exposure per tweet. So, and that's the problem. And it's the opposite problem with Facebook. Facebook posts live forever. You know, you can go on to a Facebook post, and if you want to see what John Harper's up to, if he hasn't posted in a couple of weeks, the last thing he posted is still right there. So it lives for a much, much longer time, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
One of the things I do not like about Twitter is some of the people on there really become quite vicious with their comments, and they all think they're talk show hosts. And and as a result of that, they think they've got the power to take down anybody. And I just don't like those vicious comments. I mean, some of them are very vindictive, and therefore I don't really use Twitter that much at all.
I barely use it anymore.
That's an interesting observation. What I've noticed, and I wasn't putting a word behind it, but I like the word vicious. There are some people in my community who want to make sure that we go down a particular street that seems to be good for them. I'm talking about politics, who gets elected, what issues move forward, that sort of thing. And because a couple of them have some media knowledge and know-how, they use that, and that is the word I would describe. They are vicious in their attacks on people.
Yeah.
And one wonders, hey, what kind of people actually are using that form of, it is a form of hate speech, even if it's not aimed at the racial divide. There are a lot of people who just, you know, I don't like him and I don't like her, and I don't want them to have what they're trying to get, so we'll go after them. You know, that kind of stuff. I think that's very dangerous stuff, frankly.
It is.
In a moment.
Yeah,
it really is. Okay. In a moment, number 8 on the countdown, the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, the controversy over the World Health Organization, and that we can probably spend the rest of the hour on. We won't, but it's worth a listen to hear what John Harper from WMEL has to say, and Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show, here on our overview of the Talk Radio Review.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, it can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Moving on now with our overview of the charts for the week of July 6th to the 10th, I'm Doug Steffen here with John Harper from WMEL. Jennifer is off this week on the countdown. Victoria Keelan is here. And number 8 has to do with the World Health Organization, our continuing relationship with, and it isn't just our country, but the world focusing on China and wanting them, at least the conscious countries, want to have China stand up and take a bow when it comes to how they've basically, with purpose, brought the world to its knees, so to speak. And part of the, you know, you focus on Hong Kong, a lot of that stuff this week, and what's going on, the thuggery there from the Chinese government. But the whole business of controlling the World Health Organization, which is what they do, and the nonsense that comes from the World Health Organization. Do you both think, Victoria and John, that the average person understands that the Chinese are corrupting the World Health Organization and their advice isn't worth a plug nickel, as they say?
I'll go ahead and on that, Doug, first. And I don't think Americans understand that at all. However, I think there is a growing understanding of the fact that in many respects we are at war with China.
We are. Absolutely at war with China. Yes, sir. Yep.
And they're
so why do we want to do business with them? Why do we these companies continue to want to have things made other than their greed and the fact that it's cheap? That's the other side of the question maybe for both of you. Victoria agreed with you on the fact that most people don't understand that the Chinese have corrupted the World Health Organization. But the other side of it is how many people are actually looking at things that they're buying to see if they're made in China? Or are we just talking, or are we taking action?
I think that is the one thing that people are more aware of. Just in from my own social group, we are looking to see where stuff is manufactured, but I think it kind of ends there.
Yeah. Why are you playing music, Phil? All right, John, what do you think in terms of your own experience? Are you looking at things that you're buying to see if it's made in China or not?
Doug, I always have done that for years, even before we even knew about a COVID-19 virus. I've always done that. Having lived for many years in Detroit, buying American has always been number one for me. Buying American cars and equipment and things that are made in America, John Deere tractors, you name it. And so that's always been very important for me. So that's not really a change in my way of thinking. But, yeah, I always look at where things are made, whether it be clothing, no matter what the item is. I'm always looking at the label to see how much we're being beat up here in the United States by things being made in other countries.
Yeah. Thankfully, not many tractors are made in China, so I don't have to worry about that on my farm. 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
Do you check your email right before bed? What about Twitter, Facebook, YouTube? If that's the case, then you may be negatively affecting your sleep. We asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic about stimulating your brain before bed.
Oh, absolutely. It happens with me all the time. So it can keep our minds mentally engaged, psychologically engaged, when we know we have those phones right next to us, when we know we are connected to the technology, we can check those work-related emails, which can really stimulate the brain, and we would be more active and awake, and it would have an effect on promoting good sleep. And the other thing is, we always sort of feel that we need to be connected, we don't need to be logged off, we don't need to be away from the technology. That's the other feeling that we always take with us when we're going to sleep, and that's not good for sleep.
More info is at clevelandclinic.org.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, back again. Working this side of the street, the News Talk Radio world is our focus here. Doug Steffen with John Harper from WMEL, as Jennifer's off this week. And Victoria Keelan here with the number 7 item on the countdown as we work our way toward number 1, the reformation of the police. There have been a lot of protests in sports circles about Black Lives Matter, a lot of discussion. I mean, this whole thing, although a little further down on the countdown than it was last week, still very important because there is not going to be an end to the discussion as much as a lot of people want to sweep this under the rug. People are not happy with police or public service. I've tried to make the issue not just the police, John, but the school systems. And we were talking on the DJV program about whether to require, as Syracuse, New York is thinking about, to require that people who work for the police live in the city. And that means they got to pay them more, so they live there. But I felt it was important to talk about the culture. If you want to be a police person and you want to really understand what's going on in the city, you kind of have to live there. Police eat, live, breathe, and everything, speak police life. So living in the community where you're serving, how in Florida do they handle this? Do they require in any place in Florida for the police to live in the community in which they work?
No, not here in Florida. If you live in Cape Canaveral, you can work in Melbourne in the police department there, or vice versa. There are no restrictions on that at all.
What's the discussion about reformation? You know, a lot of people are saying defund the police, which is moronic. But what about reforming police? What kind of movement is there in cities in Florida to do that?
Well, there's obviously, like the rest of the nation, there's a lot of talk about reforming police departments, but I think most people that I've talked to in the past week or two are totally outraged at police departments having their budgets cut back dramatically. That makes absolutely no sense in this day and age, and I think people understand that not only do black lives matter, blue lives matter, but let's just put it simply said that lives matter. And I think a lot of people are overlooking that fact and realize that the police departments, for the most part, in our state of Florida are great departments. They've got great men and women serving, and there's not really a lot of outrage here in Florida about police as there are in other parts of the country. So we're kind of in the background on that particular issue.
As the pendulum swings, Victoria, you live on the coast of New Jersey. How different is it there? What's your overview versus what John experiences and describes in Florida?
Well, I think it depends on which community you live in. New Jersey, like Florida, is a very diverse state. A lot of New Jerseyans share a residence, you know, in Florida as well. I think it just really depends. You know, as a New Yorker, and having been a New Yorker for many years, that is really where I'm seeing a lot more controversy about the budgets and where the police officers live, where they can afford to live. And I think it's important that this community push, I think it's vital. And I think if you live and represent your community as a police officer, I think that your perspective is really different. It's not about them. It becomes a we. And I think that's really essential.
All right. So we continue with our focus here. Next up, the Supreme Court has a pretty active week. What about some of their rulings and how they impact all of us, all of you? This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tulsa Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our Urgent Care Clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour, this week's overview of the News Talk Radio charts, the stories, the top 10 from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and these lists every week. Everything that's going on in the News Talk business, you can find out about. Ratings came out this week. Pretty interesting to see how that impacts the rest of the listening world. Beside, you know, all the formats are rated together, and News Talk has done well because of what's going on in the world. People want to hear the issues discussed. So let's go back to the issues. The Supreme Court this week, number six, all those rulings. Anybody want to, Victoria, you want to chance?
They had a busy week.
Well, what do you think was the most important ruling that was announced?
I'll just give a quick overview. The New York City prosecutor is the Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance was given the green light to investigate Trump, and a lot of the campaign stuff goes back to Stormy Daniels. So that was considered a win for the DA. Congress, a win for Trump. Congress was blocked from his records for now. It's sort of a pending thing. They also ruled, and this is not great for the American public, they ruled that the consumer agency, the head of that agency, can be removed by the president if he's not happy with that. So that's not great for consumers. Good news for Oklahomans. The Native American territory remains under their control. Back on election voting, they ruled that states can enforce the popular vote with electors, which is something we talked about a little bit on the DJV show this week. They also, in a win for pro-choice people, they struck down some abortion restrictions. They also, a win for the religious groups, they okayed the Obamacare birth control coverage exemption. If you work for a Catholic organization, the Catholic organization does not have to provide birth control as part of your benefit package. A win for LGBTQ workers. They want a major victory for non-discrimination. It's not allowed. And then for DACA, for the Dreamers, the Supreme Court upheld the Obama-era immigration for Dreamers. So they had a whole lot of different cases happening this week. And I don't want to pick one as being more important than the others, because I think that they addressed a lot of really important issues. But they certainly had a busy week of rulings.
Whole lot of shaking going on there, for sure. All right, let's get to politics, presidential politics, especially number five. I noticed that Joe Biden has proposed a $700 billion plan to move manufacturing up in research and create millions of jobs. He wants to spend $400 billion on manufacturing during the next 4 years. One of the first campaign speeches he's made with concrete objectives, at least that I can remember. What about you, John? What do people in Florida think about the Biden Trump, whether there are going to be any hanging chads at the end of the election?
You never know here in the state of Florida. I mean, anything can happen, and usually does. But obviously, the election for November is starting to heat up, and how appropriate here in the month of July, as things are hot anyway, but people here are very interested in what's going on, and at the moment Biden has a pretty large lead over Trump here in Florida by almost 10 points. I believe it's really 9 points in the last poll that I saw. So that's very, very sizable indeed. And people are just watching, waiting, and looking to see what happens. But I think with Biden coming out with that first proposal about bringing jobs back to the United States, we'll see how that resonates. That just came out yesterday, but we'll see how that resonates between now and over the weekend. And we'll see what Trump has to say. He's here today in the state of Florida for a fundraiser, I believe, down at the Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach. And then tomorrow, I think he's in New Hampshire for that event. Yeah, up there. So it'll be interesting to see. But obviously, people here in the state of Florida, very interested in politics. It's almost the number one topic of discussion here in Florida.
One of the things that we talk about on the DJV program is the age of people who are interested, Victoria, in the election. Is it broader now? Does it seem to be your friends in their 30s or whatever age they are Do you find them much more engaged in wanting to get a particular person? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think that this is, there are high school students who aren't even old enough to vote who are attending rallies. And I think that this is just brought, and then, you know, then you go up to, you know, people who are my parents' age or your age, Doug, and I think everyone is just, has a real, has a much more, I think they're a lot more committed to being aware of the issues now than maybe in the past. So wow. I think it's a good thing. The more people are aware of the issues,
absolutely.
It's a good thing.
Yep, and not just voting because, oh, I've done my job.
Right.
I vote every 4 years. Got to vote all the time. Primary elections, very important.
I think yes, you're right. And I think local elections, just with my group of friends in New York and New Jersey, local elections are something that we're paying attention to probably for the first time, and that's important.
Well, one of the things, remember when Clinton was elected, one of his advisors sort of encapsulated it by suggesting it's the economy, stupid. And it really is. People vote jobs. They vote what's in their bank account. And things are not too, you know, with the result of all the things happening and things that are yet to happen. I think this is going to be a warm summer and fall when it comes to putting all these three things in the cocktail together. That is the virus, the Black Lives Matter movement, and the election itself. And what impact are they going to have on the economy? Number four is a focus on the economy and conversations about opening up America, for example, getting people back to work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think it's going as fast as it ought to it certainly won't help Trump any because he's now being identified as kind of one of the problems. And whether that's true or not, fair or not, that's the way people think. There are a lot of shallow thinkers, and they look around, and I'm not suggesting one way or another politically that one party or one group, one way of thinking is shallow. It just is there's a lot of shallow thinking. People don't understand how the economy works. God, they don't understand how, you know, much of the kids that come out of school today, they don't understand much of anything. So how do they become a part of the workforce if they don't really understand how the economy works and what they have to do to manage their own money? You know, a lot of this stuff trickles right down to the individual and how they manage their money. And we all see examples. You know, we were talking this week, John, about Victoria. I don't know whether we talked about it on the air or off the air, your little stock investments and stuff. And I was quite proud of you.
My very, very tiny stock investments.
Well, but you're with it and you're on it. And that's part of what makes it work. Everybody needs to, if you got a little extra money, invest it in things that will help the country grow and help your economic base grow. John,
right.
What about you? You've been in the radio business, and you've probably done what I've done. Invest in something you know, i.e. your business, right? And
absolutely. You better believe it. I've done that. But before we move forward with what you're just alluding to, Doug, going back on the last point that you were making about during the Clinton campaign, it was the economy, stupid, the sign of
James Carville. Remember him? James Carville.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Saw him
yeah.
on TV just last night. Yeah.
Really?
But I think the sign now above the door should be it's the virus. Stupid. I think that's what should be up there right now.
The virus stupid affects the economy stupid, and so that's a pretty cogent observation. Number three, the controversy about whether schools should open or not, following the guidelines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Controversy because the president wants to get schools open. I know a lot of people who also do who are in. Well, it depends, I guess, on where you are.
Yeah.
The unions seem to be getting in the way of school reopenings as much as anything else, Victoria, yeah?
I think so. I have a friend who is a teacher at a school in Cincinnati, and they, you know, their plan for the fall, she works for a private school, and so obviously the parents are very concerned about, you know, what the process will be, and the teachers are concerned. Everyone's trying to come up with the right plan. Now, their school's plan is very different from my friends who are teachers in Manhattan. So it really does. It's just, it's almost county by county, town by town, really, is, I think, is the best probable way to move forward with schools. But I think that, you know, we've heard Dr. Fauci talk about it in the last few weeks. It's very detrimental for children to be so isolated and to not be in school with their friends and have that sense of normalcy. So we have to really figure out the right way to, you know, to have that balance of kids, you know, back in school, but also making sure we're not creating hotspots all around the country.
Do you remember the old chain, John? This is like a travel back in history. School bells ring and children sing. It's back to Robert Hall again. When I do that sort of thing, the girls laugh
Robert
at me.
Hall?
Because Robert.
See, John, this is what happens. Doug baited me,
about,
and then I asked what it means,
right.
And then he laughed
well,
at
that
me.
Was, we just had a conversation off the air about Eastern Airlines, and Victoria never heard of Eastern Airlines. And that there is an age thing. There's no question about it. Robert Hall was a large clothing concern that was probably the largest in the nation in the 50s and maybe into the early 60s. Would you say, John? When did they disappear?
I'd say so. In the mid-60s, I think.
They were probably the equivalent.
Now, how am I supposed to know that?
Well, it's part of American culture. So I would say the equivalent today was Ross, the Ross stores, Dress for Less. Would you say, is that,
absolutely,
you think that's apt?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the
I've
equivalent.
I've never heard of that either.
What, Ross Dress for Less?
I have never heard of that. I have covered Fashion Week, and I have never heard of that.
My God. Well, there's not much fashion in Ross. It's pretty
basic. Maybe that's why.
But they're in every mall. I mean, God, they're in, right?
Not in any mall I've ever been to.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, they're huge.
Is it like Frank's Big and Tall? Like, what is it?
No, it's a big, it's like the size of a Kmart. The stores are huge.
Victoria, where do you live?
Yeah.
Yeah. Top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. These are the charts that cover the week of July 6th to the 10th. At number 10, relationships, psychological connections people have, all the divorces. Wowie zowie. Look at those numbers. Number 9, Facebook and social media. Number 8, our relationship with China and their relationship with Hong Kong and the controversy of the World Health Organization. Number 7, Black Lives Matter, police reform, that sort of thing. Number 6, what the Supreme Court did this past week in their rulings. The presidential race is number 5. The economy is number 4. Whether or not we follow the CDC guidelines when it comes to reopening schools, that's number 3. The healthcare focus on masks, that debate continues to be kind of hot. And number 1, the stats and projections as to who will get and how we'll all be affected by COVID-19. That's the list, the story list this week from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. All right, a focus on number 2 and number 1, both having to do with the virus, right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The temporomandibular joints sit right in front of your ears and connect your skull and your jaw.
The main problems are with dysfunction that involve opening and closing or chewing, and most of it has to do with either pain or if you have a problem with the actual motion where you might have some locking or things like that.
Dr. Jonathan Fillmore says these all fall into a category called TMD, or temporomandibular disorders. If the problem lies with the joint itself, surgery might be in order.
If you have an episode where you can't open very well all of a sudden, where you have a kind of a locked feeling, if you have recurrent dislocation where you open really wide and then you can't close your jaw, then you probably should have that checked out and be considered for surgery.
Like most joint surgery, that can range from arthroscopic procedures to clean out the area to total joint replacement. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago and
I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
The people list here at Talkers Magazine, Talkers has a list of the top 10 people being discussed in the story. So at number 10 on the people list, Mark Zuckerberg this week from Facebook, Xi Jinping number 9 from China, number 8, DeShaun Jackson, Nancy Pelosi is at 7, combo of Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, and Gavin Newsom make it at number 6, Tammy Duckworth, the senator, number 5, Joe Biden at 4, Mike Pence at 3, Dr. Fauci is at number 2, and Donald Trump is number 1. So all these lists, the names changing kind of dramatically this week from what they have been. Tammy Duckworth is the most interesting person here that's new. You don't know her, senator that was a helicopter pilot, and she lost her legs, and one of the news anchors at Fox, I don't even want to dignify him with his name, referred to her as being sort of un-American. And that choked. He choked on that, and she made sure he did. So that's the people list this week from Talkers Magazine. All right, another quick ages reference. I just looked at a post that we'll all laugh at. Happy birthday to Keith Richards. May he speak fondly of all of us after we're gone.
Absolutely. Keith Richards will be, I saw when the virus started, there was a really funny meme that went around social media and basically said everyone needs to shift their thinking from, you know, what are we going to leave to our children, and we have to think about what kind of a world are we going to leave Keith Richards, because
yeah,
he's going to outlive everybody.
How old is he?
He's pushing 80.
He's got to be 78, right?
He's looked like he was dead for most of the career of the Stones. Yeah.
Well, that's why he doesn't look any older, because they've all looked
older.
He's
embalmed.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
So they're not susceptible to COVID, apparently. Stats going up, states with more. Is it worse than it was? I mean, all of that stuff's being debated for sure. Biggest debate is about whether to wear a mask. John, you wear a mask?
Absolutely, a mask and gloves.
Yep.
In fact, I'm even going to start wearing one of those face shields.
Yeah,
those
are becoming
important.
More popular.
Yeah, to protect your eyes.
Yep. Yeah. John, thank you for your service, as they say. John Harper here from WMEL on the Space Coast. Victoria Keelan for the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, 7 elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, an overview of the top five stories this past week from the world of technology, which is one of the many things that Victoria focuses on. So let's count them down, Victoria, from number five to number one. Number five, a new acquisition for Uber.
Yeah, this is a big one. So less than a month after Uber tried and failed to buy Grubhub, the meal delivery, restaurant delivery service, they have actually gotten a win in their column. They are buying Postmates for $2.65 billion with a B. That's a big acquisition. And they say that Postmates is highly complementary to Uber Eats, which is essentially going out of business. But they're acquiring Postmates will be a bolster for that part of their business. And that's essentially where Uber drivers, when they don't have a passenger in the car, they deliver meals. So it's a twofold sort of business model. Postmates is, they were the first real meal delivery on-demand service out in the market. However, they've been really surpassed by DoorDash and Grubhub. And so now Postmates really only accounts for about 8% of meal delivery sales in the U.S., But Uber's hoping that they will up that greatly by combining their businesses. So they have about, you know, I mean, look, this is a huge business. Meal deliveries right now is a huge business.
Amazing.
I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon. So it's a good buy for Uber. They're trying to stay in that game, so this is the best way for them to do it.
Number four is a focus on everybody's favorite company to dump on, Verizon.
Mm-hmm. Verizon Fios already offers new customers a free year of Disney Plus service, but now they're adding in Hulu subscriptions. So if you sign on for two of their more expensive plans, the $59.99 per month, 400 megabytes per second plan, then you get 6 months of free Hulu in addition to your free year of Disney Plus. And the new gigabit Fios customers, which is $79 a month, you get a full year of both Disney Plus and Hulu. And so they'll also throw in a free router rental and a free Verizon Stream TV set-top box. So all of that together is a pretty good deal. I guess right now, obviously, everyone is very dependent on Internet. If you're working from home or if you're helping your kids do their distance learning from home, Internet service, people are shopping around for the best deal. We also have to take into consideration the incredibly high unemployment numbers, and so people are really looking for the best deal possible. So this is why Verizon is trying to sweeten the pot.
Couple of items from Amazon, number three and number two. First, a focus on Prime Video, yes?
Yep, this is a good thing. Amazon Prime Video, once again, everybody's home, all the family, you know, the whole family is home, doing school, and everybody's working from home. And so Amazon has rolled out, very similar to Netflix and HBO Max, they're rolling out up to six different user profiles for each Amazon Prime Video account. And this is a good thing because parents can keep track of what their kids are able to see. And so just like on Netflix, you have a different account for everybody, different profile, and the parents can limit the amount of screen time. They can limit what their kids are watching. It could be tailored to your individual interests. It will, similarly to Netflix, it will suggest things for you to watch based on other things that you've seen. So they're taking a page out of Netflix's playbook, but I think it's a good move.
All right, and this Amazon Marketplace info, this is something that I find very helpful.
Yeah, Amazon is going to start publicly listing the names and addresses of U.S.-based third-party sellers on their platform. This is in an attempt to, number one, be more transparent, because a lot of consumers on Amazon want to know, where is this company based? Is it based in China, especially? That's a question a lot of people are asking. Where is this stuff made? Where is it coming from? And so Amazon is going to help fight that good fight by making it more transparent. transparent. Now, this is only U.S.-based retailers, so for right now, if you are searching for products on Amazon and you want to make sure they're made in the USA, you have to do a little bit of digging. This will be easier, but if you're buying something that's from an international company, there's still no transparency there, and that's the next step that I think Amazon really should take.
All right, number one, the top tech story of the week is a focus on TikTok.
Yep, TikTok, the very, very popular video sharing platform, is in the has been in the news all week, and the reason for it is owned by the Chinese. It's a Chinese owned app. However, they have a U.S.-based CEO, an American CEO. TikTok has said that they have hundreds of employees and leaders across, you know, the country that are in the U.S., but Mike Pompeo is going after them, saying that, you know, he wants to shut down TikTok. So we'll see where it goes, but it's going to be a big battle.
All right, so there it is, top five stories this week. The charts from the world of technology, Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Mixed reactions this week after the Supreme Court ruled in favor of a New York prosecutor's demands for President Trump's tax and financial documents. However, the records that he's fought hard to keep private almost certainly will be kept out of the public eye, at least until after the November election. Speaking with Salem Radio Network this week, Heritage Foundation's Paul Larkin says it's not surprising both sides believe they have an advantage.
What you have is a circumstance where, you know, politicians generally want to claim victory. It's rare they concede defeat. So it's not surprising that everybody who was involved is claiming victory.
Larkin says all sides still have an opportunity to ultimately prevail as litigation enters a new phase in lower courts.
Each side won, depending on how you want to look at it, because the case continues. It didn't come to an end. The grand jury has the chance to see the records, perhaps, and Congress has the same chance. We have more proceedings ahead of us. And so each side lost to that effect because they didn't get what they wanted right now.
In Thursday's other ruling, the court kept on hold the president's financial records that Congress has been seeking for more than a year. The average pump price has inched up to $2.24 a gallon nationwide, but fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's unlikely to go much higher.
Demand for gasoline is still severely damaged by pandemic and related conditions. So if crude oil prices lose some ground, I think we will have seen the end of this price hike.
Highest price that Lundberg found, $3.20 a gallon in San Francisco, lowest at $1.79 in Houston. Federal Bureau of Prisons says a staff member involved in prepping for the first federal execution in nearly two decades is tested positive for coronavirus, but Monday's execution is still on. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com. and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Opposition leaders in Mali have called for the African country's president to resign after rejecting concessions intended to quell growing unrest.
This is a dangerous moment for Mali, and what happens next depends to a great extent on the opposition protest movement. It's already brought huge crowds onto the streets to call for President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to leave office, and the demonstrations could spread countrywide. One opposition politician, Yaya Samake, told the BBC that because of the increasing insecurity and corruption, the president had to go. But many Malians are putting their faith in the man who has spearheaded the protests, the conservative imam Mahmoud Diko. He's already appealed for calm. The question now is whether he'll choose negotiations with the government or more demonstrations.
That's the BBC's Will Ross reporting. On this date in 1974, Richard Nixon signed a measure creating the Congressional Budget Office. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Seattle City Council's approved adopting a new tax on big businesses.
The vote comes 2 years after the council repealed a similar tax amid pressure from corporations such as Amazon and the prospect of a voter referendum. The approved tax is expected to raise more than $200 million per year. The new tax, called Jumpstart Seattle, will target companies with many highly paid employees, whereas the 2018 head tax would have applied to all employees at large companies.
It's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and one-time Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville facing off in Tuesday's Republican primary runoff for the seat that Sessions safely held for 20 years before he became President Trump's lead head at the Justice Department. The winner faces Democratic incumbent Doug Jones in November. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In July, we're talking about getting your book into your target audience's hands, even if you're on a tight budget. August is Diagnosis Writer, which means we're taking a look at how to identify and solve common problems for many authors.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Thanks to the dedication of the people of Shasta County, we are able to move more quickly through phase two of California's COVID-19 reopening plan. As our friends and neighbors reopen their businesses, remember this carefully thought out plan is necessary to continue to limit the spread of COVID-19, and following the reopening guidance is critical. We still need to do everything we can to protect our vulnerable neighbors. Those aged 65 and older or with underlying medical conditions should stay home as much as possible. Non-essential travel and mass gatherings are still not allowed at this time, and we all need to continue to practice social distancing. Wear masks when out in public, stay home when sick, and practice respiratory hygiene. To see a list of businesses that can reopen with modifications, go to ShastaReady.org and click on Roadmap to Recovery. Our continued dedication to reopening in a safe, controlled manner will help us beat COVID-19 and continue to move forward.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In July, we're talking about getting your book into your target audience's hands, even if you're on a tight budget. August is Diagnosis Writer, which means we're taking a look at how to identify and solve common problems for many authors.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Brasil, eu vou fugir, que sua conversa mole para boi, tudo que
bate. Bate, bom, bom,
eu fui à estrada de Madrid,
bate, bom, bom, bate, bom,
e quase não volto mais aqui,
tudo que bate. Bate, bom, bate, bom, bate, bom, bom, bate, bom, bom, bom.
And now for my plagiarized version of the opera Carmen. Tell them about it, Dean Carpenter.
Very well, Charlie. Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to witness a musical mutilation of the opera Carmen by Charles Bizet McCarthy. The opening scene is in a cigarette factory where we find two girls in their early nicotines. The house lights dim and go out, but you can't because we've locked the doors. And now the curtain reluctantly rises as our Hooper descends.
Yeah.
Oh, Anita.
What is it, Carmen?
I'm so sick of this tobacco factory. All day long bending over a hot cigarette.
The boss told me he'd move me to the package department as soon as I learned to count to 20. Then I won't have to wrap paper around this corsook anymore.
Why don't you be like me? I just wrapped the boss around my fingers. Jigger, jigger, here comes El Señor Sourpuss.
Yeah. I can't figure out what's come over this younger generation we have now. They act like crazy screwballs.
Señor Swanson, I want to go home. I'm not feeling well.
Is that so? Well, you don't look sick.
But I am. I'm sick as a dog.
Is that so? Well, let me feel your nose.
But I feel so bad because I have to go to my grandma's funeral.
Oh, so that's how it is, huh? Well, that's three times that your grandma has died lately.
Well, she's up, she's down. She never has been very, very well, you know.
No, I guess not, no.
No.
Well, you ain't fooling me, young lady. You always want to get off every time that Carlos McCarthy is fighting the bull.
Oh, he's so handsome, yeah. So handsome. And I'm so lonesome.
Then you know something. I am lonesome, too. Now, what do you say, Carmen, my cutie, huh?
Or you Scandinavian Gregory Peck.
Yeah. Well, The South American Yane Russell, the... Say, what you say about joining me in a little smörgås board? I have imported herring and lutefisk. We say Wednesday evening, aren't you?
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I think my grandma, she's going to do it again.
Ah.
Okay, if I go now?
I guess so, because I go myself. Hello.
Oh, dear. Why did I ever become a bullfighter? I wish Carmen were here to give me courage. Oh, where is that valet of mine? Raimondo.
Yes, your Toreadorship.
Yeah. Didn't you hear me calling you?
Oh, sigh, sigh.
Did my new Toreador outfit arrive?
Oh, sigh, sigh.
How does it look?
Oh, so. I said, perhaps you'd better wear the breeches that you bought in Mexico.
No, they're a little too tight south of the border.
Oh, I don't know. I think the jacket's very smart. I mean, look at all those buttons. Genuine mater of pearl.
Oh, really? Yeah? Well, tell me honestly, how do I look? Is it a fit?
Oh, well, you might say it's a fit in an epileptic sort of way.
Oh, Carlos, my little, wonderful, terrific, sensational bullfighter. You look so beautiful.
Oh, so you two have found it out, huh?
Oh, you look just like a page out of a scroll.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put you in again. Right away.
I can't stand it, Carmen. I mustn't do it.
Why don't you like me to put you?
Huh?
Other men do.
Other men, uh-huh. Carmen, I am afraid you are fickle.
What kind of a fickle? A sweet fickle or a dill fickle?
Yeah. A hot tomato fickled.
Begging my pardon, senor. What could you tell me which way is it to our baristry?
Yes.
What is this, an alley?
Yeah.
Will you get out of here and take that Tijuana accent with you? I have to go now. I must not keep the bull waiting.
Oh, Carlos. Carlos, my...
Yeah.
Carlos, my handsome Toreador, take care of yourself, will you?
Yeah. Oh, but sir, you don't have to worry, sir.
No,
the fight's been fixed, and you're going to win. I talked it over with the bosses.
Yeah, but did you talk to the bull?
No, not yet, but he's right outside. I'll bring him in.
All right, I'd like a word with him.
Oh, Ferdinand.
Yeah.
Now, Senor Bull, you understand you are going to let Carlos win, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Now, I've worked out something spectacular. We're going to use the T formation, and you come running around my right end. And what I mean is way around it.
Oh, sure.
And I'll use my rubber sword.
And of course, in your bull, you wear your robin ornaments. Don't you know that?
Yeah,
and for a finish, you roll over and play dead. Got it?
It's in the bag.
All right. I'll see you later. Don't slam the door. No, I told you not to slam the door.
I'm sorry.
All right, get out of here.
And they call me Whispering Ursulkling.
Are you a wandering troubadour?
Well, not exactly. Yes, I am, too, because, well, I keep wondering how I ever got into this business.
What's your favorite song?
Oh, my favorite song, I think it's a song about my girlfriend, Bessie.
Bessie who?
Bessie Mae Mucho.
Oh.
You know Tico Tico?
No, but I can give you Tico for Tuco.
That's good. Make mine with lemon.
Well, I can't quite do that, no. But I can sing it sour.
That I believe.
Well, don't be smart. Friends, I...
You haven't any.
Have just... Please. I have just written a new song, and it's called Would you like to know the title at all?
We didn't ask.
Yeah. What are you doing Groundhog's Day Eve? Another peachy one that's entitled, and I quote, are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Oh, hail this gladsome day. Mother-in-law has ended her say.
You write songs, but does anybody buy them?
Does anybody buy them? Well, for goodness sake, my gosh, does anybody buy them? I'll have you know I also write songs for royalty.
Oh, for the king and queen?
No, for the jack.
Oh, for the jack.
I was asked to sing at Princess Elizabeth's wedding, too.
For goodness sake, what were you going to sing?
Royal.
All right, yeah, we know.
Rick. Well, we want to hear a song that we know.
Oh, one that you know?
Yeah.
Oh, all righty. And across the border.
No.
No, well, I got the wrong key. I'll get right.
Yes.
Hands across the border.
You know, this could easily start a war between Mexico and the States.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'll have you know that I am not here today and gone tomorrow.
No?
No, I'm here today and gone today. Goodbye.
With special guest Carmen Miranda, that was the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy show from November 23rd, 1947. I'm Greg Bell, and up next, a little radio detecting. The Adventures of Philip Marlowe begins here on Wind Radio Was right after this break.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org. This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you're frustrated with the quality of your phone calls, Ooma is an award-winning phone service that's an alternative to the old landline. It uses VoIP technology, or voice over IP, essentially using the internet to make a clear call. We asked Jim Guskey from Ooma how it works.
Ooma has developed a really unique technology that we call adaptive redundancy. The internet uses information packets, and the same is true when you make a VoIP phone call. It breaks up the voice data into packets and sends them through the internet, and we detect when packets are being lost.
And if there's an emergency?
When you dial 911 from your home, you can have up to four people also receive a text notifying them that you've dialed 911.
Head over to Ooma.com to learn more. That's OOMA.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was. This next detective character first appeared in print in 1939 with the publishing of the novel The Big Sleep. Influenced by Dashiell Hammett's private eye, Sam Spade, Instead of operating out of San Francisco, this gumshoe plied his trade in the City of Angels. Joining the lead actor in this example will be John Stevenson, Lorette Philbrant, Lois Corbett, and Lynn Allen. It's from June 18, 1949.
Get this and get it straight. Crime is a sucker's road, and those who travel it wind up in the gutter of the prison of the grave. There's no other end, but they never learn. This time it started as a routine search for a rich girl's fiancé, and the trail led to a silent house haunted by a face at the window and blood in an open cedar chest. But before it was over, it became a search for a corpse that wouldn't sit still.
From the pen of Raymond Chandler, outstanding author of mystery, comes his most famous character and crime's most deadly enemy as we present The Adventures of Philip Marlowe. With Gerald Moore, starred as Philip Marlowe, we bring you tonight's exciting story, The Busy Body.
Phone jerked me up off my back and out of the sports page at 9:30 in the evening of an already too long day. On the other end was a warm, feminine voice, edged with the kind of self-assurance that means money, and lots of it. But the words were both hurried and panicky, so after I hung up, I reluctantly waded through the sports section with my feet instead of my eyes, and headed for the coffee shop at Franklin and Bronson, where my new client, who had identified herself as Liz Stewart, said she'd be waiting. A pair of blue eyes at a table in the corner measured me from haircut to shoelaces, so I took the cue and walked over. After we introduced ourselves, I was waved into the chair opposite her. She leaned toward me and started with a rush.
Mr. Marlowe, I've got to find a man named Dean Howard as soon as possible.
It's not exactly a new switch.
He's my fiancé. We plan to notify my Uncle Hanley of our engagement tonight.
Who is Uncle Hanley?
Uncle Hanley Stewart of Stewart Aluminum.
Okay, go ahead.
Dean Howard was to meet me at 7, but he didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 7:45, he called. He started to tell me something about something that he referred to as a horrible mistake, but before he could get it out, we were cut off. Well, I tried to call him.
Want some coffee?
Hmm?
Coffee?
No.
Well, okay. I tried to call him back, but there was no answer. So I went to his house, but it was locked and dark. And yet his car was still parked outside.
Well, look, Miss Stewart, why don't you save yourself $50, go home and wait for an apologetic phone call, huh?
What do you mean?
Well, this stacks up as being a case of cold feet or a little celebration that got out of hand. Either way, there's nothing to worry about.
I've come to you for help, Marlowe, not a pat on the head.
Okay. I'll assume it's my error for the moment. How long have you known this Dean Howard?
I met him at a party about 3 months ago. Mm. Uncle Hanley and I both liked him tremendously right from the first.
I suppose you've considered the possibility of another woman?
Well, of course, I'm not a child.
I can see that.
Well, Dean has been deeply troubled for the past week. He wouldn't tell me why, but I'm certain that this business tonight is tied in with it. Something's wrong, and I want you to find out what it is.
All right, but I'm no leg man for Cupid, so if it turns out to be nothing more than a guy's heart beating in double time, I drop it. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
She gave me a short list of posh joints she and Dean Howard sometimes visited. And his address, which was 312 Normandy. She said I could reach her at home, which was 28 Roxbury Drive in Beverly Hills. Well, $50 is $50, so after she left, I spent a handful of nickels checking the list by phone and drew a complete blank. So I drove out Los Feliz to Normandy and found the number, 312. As I walked up to the door and leaned on the bell, I got the feeling that I was being watched. There was no answer, so I tried the door. It was locked. I threw a look over my shoulder as I walked around the side of the house and caught a glimpse of a face in a window next door, just before the curtain was dropped back into place. The back door of 312 was locked too, I found out, as did the face next door, which was watching me again from one of the rear windows. There was one answer to that, so I went out in the street and up the steps of the house next door and knocked, good and loud.
What do you want?
My name's Marlowe, lady. I'm a detective. You may be able to help me.
A detective?
Mm-hmm.
Well, come right in, Mr. Marlowe. It's about time, though, I have to say. I'm Agatha Lambrigger. What's he been up to?
Who?
Well, you're investigating that bachelor next door, aren't you?
Yes. Oh, how'd you know?
Well, stands to reason. I've known all along he's a suspicious character.
Yeah?
Lived there a year now. Comes and goes at all hours. Drives that fancy car out there. Wears fine clothes, but nobody seems to know what he does or where he gets all his money.
Well, look, Mrs. Lamb.
And girl.
Oh.
Well, believe you me, they don't come to clean his house.
Hmm.
Never gets cleaned. But they come just the same. Why, only tonight there was one. Some blonde in a white dress. I tell you, I've never
seen... Mrs. Lambrigger, did the girl go inside?
Well, no. But she tried to. The door was locked. And it's Miss Lambrigger.
Oh, how stupid of me. Well, tell me, did you notice Mr. Howard come home tonight?
Well, I didn't exactly see him come home. But he was over there all right. And not alone, either.
Is that so? Another girl?
No, no, it was only some man.
Oh.
But it still bears out what I've been saying, because I just happened to glance out of my window, and, well, a light was on over there, and I could look straight down a hallway, and do you know what?
What?
Those two grown men were roughhousing like a pair of hoodlums in that hall. Wrestling they were, like ordinary ruffians. I tell you, I never saw the like. I got a good look at him, and I'd certainly know him if I saw him again.
Mm. Well, how'd the fight come out?
Fight?
Yeah.
What the... Oh, the fight. Well, I can't say about that. My phone rang. It was Lenore Crowley. She simply talks her ear off you when she gets
does.
Started. So when I finally got back to the window, when I happened to look out again, it was dark over there. So I never did find out what actually happened. But
yes,
I
well, thanks very much for your help. I really must run.
Oh, and another thing. The noise and the drinking that's gone on in that house. Why, you wouldn't believe it. Oh, you're leaving?
As soon as possible, yeah.
But you still haven't told me what he's up to.
Well, I'm not at liberty to do that.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be here all the time, you know, and I'll certainly keep an eye on that house.
Oh, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your going to all this trouble just for me. Bonsoir, Miss Lambrigger. Out of that wind tunnel, got in my car and drove noisily around the corner. Then I cut my lights, turned quietly into an alley behind the house and stopped. Slipped through Howard's back gate and up the side of the house, found a window that could be persuaded and went in. Yeah, Howard was a lousy housekeeper, and everything that didn't get brushed off in normal traffic was covered with dust. I found my way to the room opposite Agatha Lambrigger's observation window and ran smack into her first lie. Where she said there was a hallway, there was a solid wall, papered with purple roses and hung with four dingy pictures in bronze frames, two on each side of a big ugly mirror. There were two hallways, but no angle at which either could be seen from her window. Furthermore, there was no sign of a struggle. One hall led to the study, the other to the bedroom, and I checked both. But still, there was no indication of a fight. On my way out, I blocked my shin on the nose of a lion carved on the corner of an oversized cedar chest, just as the abrupt sound of someone at the door brought me to a rigid halt. Whatever it was, had the patience of an 8-year-old on circus day. So I set myself up as the type who might live in a joint like this and answered.
What's the matter with the lights, Howard? Blow a fuse? How could this be some new economy measure?
I like it this way. I don't think I know you.
You should, Howard. You should. I called you yesterday about a certain money matter. The name is Leo. Don't go for your gun, Howard.
Well, since yours is pointed at my third rib, why should I?
Like I told you on the phone, my boss is anxious. You're way overdue, Howard. I want that 50 grand the boss loaned you 3 months ago. Have it for me the day after tomorrow. All of it. Without fail.
He knows I'm good for my debts. Why all the pressure?
Maybe he figures your investments aren't so smart. Like maybe you've been blowing too much on that second-rate canary, Carol.
Oh, yeah, Carol.
Remember? Mm. She's your girl. Well, that's none of my business. See you day after tomorrow about the same time. And if you get a headache from worrying about paying off, just think of the one you'll have if you don't pay. It'll be like 10 times this. Oh. Good night.
The .45 in his hand caught the side of my head, and I went out cold. When I opened my eyes, the room had shrunk until there wasn't enough space left to stretch out in. And the climb to my feet was as easy as roller skating through a log jam. And it wasn't until I found a match and had a light that I knew why. Somebody had moved me from the front door and crammed me into a broom closet like a bag of wet wash. When I got out, I saw that my cubbyhole was off the hall of the bedroom. I listened, but there was no sound in the house, so I started moving. But stopped when I noticed something else. A big cedar chest with carved lions on the corners that had been closed before now was standing open. I struck another match. Inside on the bottom was a thick red puddle of blood. Blew out the match and was in the middle of a mental apology to Liz Stewart when it came. I ran for the front door in time to see Agatha charge out of the driveway and down the street. Stark terror twisting her face.
Help! Help!
Hey, Miss Lambrigger, hold it!
Oh, Mr.
What is it? What happened?
I saw him, Mr. Marlowe. I saw him. Up by the alley near the hedge. He's dead, Mr. Marlowe. Dead in my backyard.
All right. Now take it easy, Agatha. Who was it?
He's there now, lying on his back close to the hedge, and he's dead. What will we do?
Come on, we'll have a look. You can show me where he is.
All right. He's right back here. I happened to look out my rear window, and I saw something move. The dog.